you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold.
This is my world.
Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm having problems with the studio here. Give me 1 minute. It's technical problems, but I think I can fix it. Hold on. The link that I'm posting on Facebook does not seem to be working, and I just want to test something out here. It is not working. Damn. I wonder why. Let me test something out here. I think on Blog Talk I'm live. If you're listening to my voice, can you hear me? I know I got Laverne and I got Melissa who are listening, because I don't know if the link is working. This is unusual. So anyway, let me try it one more time. Okay, you're listening to me. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are global. We're heard around the world. I'm trying to post something on Facebook because it says here, Blog Talk may be screwing up. Oh, shit. Let me see something here. I got to log out. I hope I'm still on the air. Now let me see something here. It's 10:33 a.m. in California. I'm stalling, as you can tell, because I'm trying to see if I can fix the studio, because just in case people want to come in, they'll be able to come in with the link. And I just posted it again. See what happens. If not, that's it. That's all I got. Here we go. Let's see. There we go. Okay, we're good. We're good. Okay, we're good. Let me just share this in public. There we go. All right, guys, we're back. Let me get rid of this. You know, I'm not a comedian or anything, but there is a monologue in the beginning. We're going to talk about the Nashville shooter and how people are taking advantage of it. Nashville shooter, here's the headline. Transgender Audrey Hale kills three kids and staff members. The shooter bought seven firearms. Seven. Where did she hide seven firearms? She lived with her parents. How do you hide seven guns that the parents don't know anything about it? I mean, I hid a Playboy magazine once, and my mother found it within an hour. That's another story. But the long and short of it is that the parents said that they had no idea. She had a big bag, but they didn't think about checking it. They knew that she had some problems. She was seeing a doctor for medical issues. They did say transgender, and I'm saying on the news, why would you point that out? I said long ago, you know, transgender people may have serious mental issues. 905, 905, welcome to the show. You're listening to Brian Hammer Jackson. You're live on the air.
Oh, it's me again.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm good.
I want to thank
I think this show is going to be interesting for me because I'm into psychology.
Yes, you are. And we need that. And this is Pat, one of the world's famous psychic. I call her my personal psychic. Everything she says came true. She once said that I'm going to have hemorrhoids, and the next thing you know, I had hemorrhoids. Who would have guessed that? Yeah. And Pat, you know, we don't tell people. We got a new audience sometimes because we're on different times. Tell people your background because it's very interesting. It is really nice.
Well, I grew up in a small town in Niagara. And I had ghosts in my house, spirits. I could always feel them.
Right.
And I used to play in graveyards as a kid for some strange reason.
Nice.
Yeah, but no, I used to be able to tell the kids at school what was going to happen the next day or how to deal with their parents. Like, I knew how to do it. I knew what to expect. I did that all the way through school, and then I started to lose control. I started trancing very badly, and I would just snap out of it and start telling people stuff and scared the bananas out of them. So I started using the cards to avoid doing that, to really stop myself, because it was becoming a difficulty, you know, socially, to be almost blacklisted because you can do something that nobody else can, you know. But I started reading cards when my son was born, because I started getting into astrology and other things, and I thought, might as well try the cards, and it controlled it. It controlled the trances.
Wow.
So, and I grew up in a very old house. We had ghosts. It was a 200-year-old house, and wow, did we have ghosts. But they were all family members, so I guess it wasn't too bad.
How did you know they were family members? Did they?
I knew who had died in the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I knew.
Wow. And Pat's also an expert if you do have entities or ghosts or whatever in your house. Pat, tell people, I mean, you have had experience, I don't know what the terminology is, cleaning the house, clearing the house, whatever it is.
Yeah, you could use either of those terms. Basically, I have to go in with resin from a dragon's blood tree, and I put it on a little piece of charcoal when it starts smoking. It's a type of incense, right?
Right.
And that stuff, the ghosts hate it, absolutely hate it.
Wow.
So I use dragon's blood oil to kind of bless all the windows and stuff in the mirrors. Mirrors are a hell of a doorway.
Really?
Especially don't ever have two mirrors looking at each other. It is a really bad thing.
That's what I actually heard that. You know, two mirrors facing each other. Wow.
Yeah, it can create a vortex. And
wow.
That brings in other spirits. You don't want that. You definitely don't want one in your house. So, that's not good.
I would love to have a weekend with you in a cabin in the woods. I mean, you and some of the people, and then play a Ouija board just so you could tell us who's coming in through the portal and whatever. It to see your reaction. that would be so cool, because I could summon my great great grandfather and you could speak to him, because I never did.
We should all just get a cabin up in Algonquin one day, and
why not?
And just go party for a week.
Why not? You know, or yeah. You can go, I heard that there's like haunted houses or whatever that people, haunted hotels and stuff, the same one of those. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
or like
yeah.
You're saying, that would be really interesting. Well, if you want to talk to Pat, I mean, my God, you want to talk about psychic readings or ghosts or entities and are they real and can they possess you, all those questions in the spiritual world, she's right here. She's right here. She can answer your questions. Pat is part of the morning crew. I love her. She loves me. I know you do.
Oh, yeah.
I can feel it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
well, we have 912. You're live on the air. Is this Laverne, 912?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Brian and Pat.
Good morning, Laverne,
Vernie.
Pat's here.
I know. I was listening before I called, and it sounds, her experiences sound very interesting. And one thing, too, I listen to a show at night just to put me to sleep. It's called Spooky Hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I fall asleep to that, and people, different people calling in, talking about their paranormal experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I had one. I had
All right, Brian.
What was it?
Well, I did. little, you know. We got to invite Laverne at the cabin. Cut it out, Brian. That's you knocking on the door. No, I'm right here. I'm cooking. she won't believe me. I did it once. We'll talk about it another time. But I do. Do I believe in the paranormal? Yes. Do I believe that some people can reach and get that sensitive and get that spiritual sense? Yes. Do I believe that they can talk to spirits? Yes. I really do. I think... It's hard to, you know what really scares me? And we're going to get on with the show. What scares me is that, you know, you get some, and Pat, you could probably help me out. You get some amateurs, right? You get maybe teenagers,
yeah.
Right, playing around.
There's way too
and
many.
And this is nuts. Exactly. And this is nothing to play around with because, I mean, when you play with the spirit world and everything, and you're thinking you're channeling a good spirit. And what I hear about spirits lie to you. Evil spirits will lie to you. So
they
you
do.
Don't
and,
know.
You know, that's... actually why I won't touch a Ouija board, because they pull
right.
in demons.
Right.
Tarot cards only use the soul of the person reading and the person being read, right?
Right.
But Ouija boards pull in entities.
Wow.
And they're not helping you. They're not there to be nice. You know, one that was very bad.
Why don't they just go through the light, Pat? Why don't they go through the light, get done with it, you're dead. They know they're dead because they know they're
it's
ghosts. Cause it, you know why you know you're dead? You're not going to the bathroom. Well, I mean, if you're there for centuries and you're not going to the bathroom, chances are it's a clue that you're dead. You know, or you're hungry.
Well,
but
you'd
not
think so.
You would think
I don't think those things occur to people.
Mm.
I heard that they said that they don't go immediately to the light. One reason is because they have attachments. They have attachments
yeah.
to their previous life, and they don't.
Oh
yeah,
to previous souls and to sometimes to a physical object like a house. That's why you get hauntings.
Mm-hmm.
They can go into jewelry or anything else.
Jewelry,
you know.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
why you can read jewelry. If you hang on to somebody's jewelry, you can get impressions of...
Yeah. I didn't know that. See, there you go. This is why Pat's here. And the bold and the beautiful. I am the bold. Here's the beautiful. Melissa's in the studio today. Melissa, hello, with Pat and Laverne Vernie.
Hello. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey.
Afternoon, yeah. How are you?
Melissa's a ghost chaser. I mean, she
no,
haunts the entities. She haunts
I
the entities.
Haunt
They're
them.
Trying. You'll get away from me.
Uh-huh.
I want to talk to you. we have a good show today. Some people want to, I got it on Facebook. I got it into my DM. I was really on Facebook, so sorry I didn't get back to you guys. Things are happening in my personal life. But what was really interesting I had a friend, excuse me, a friend of mine called me. This was, I guess, yesterday. I wasn't at home. I didn't want to leave the house. Excuse me. So a friend calls me. He says, and he's an educator. He's an educator. And we had a couple of tornadoes in California. They were
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's rare, but we got it. We had two tornadoes in California that destroyed some houses and stuff. You could Google if you like.
Yeah. Well.
So he's an educator. He speaks English, or he teaches English, so we try to communicate with each other. He's an egghead. But he calls me up. Yeah, a nerd. But he calls me up, and he says, "Hey, Brian." I said, "Hey, you." He goes, "You know who this is?" I said, "No." And he said, who he was, and I said, "I still don't know." He goes, "Come on, okay." So he says, "You want to go have lunch with me? I want to talk to you. You have a show." I go, "Yeah, I have a show." I said, "You listen to the show?" He goes, "Yes, I listen to the show, but sometimes you get a little vulgar." I said, "Don't you know me?" So I never know who's listening. I never know who's listening.
No.
We go to lunch. This is epiphany. This is a serious thing. Because I would talk to Melissa. I would talk to Laverne. And I would say, I need something for a while, for 6 months or whatever. I just couldn't get going on the show. There was nothing interesting to me. I don't want to keep talking about Trump. Whatever. You know? It bored me. It bored me. And,
mm-hmm.
I would say 3 hours, and what did I accomplish? You know, it's one of those things. And I would talk to Laverne. I talked to Melissa about that. So nothing really excited me. So I was in a funk. And then we started talking, and of course he paid for the check, and I ordered expensive shit and on his school salary, and they were going on strike. He goes, "Really? I'm going to pick up the check?" I go, "Yeah, yeah. You got to pay for my company, bitch." Anyway, as we were talking, he was telling me about the strike, and I said, "Oh, yeah, I hear blah, blah, blah." And then he says something that gave me an epiphany. He goes, "You know, what's really important is that when they shut down the schools, kids don't eat." I go, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Well, a lot of kids will come to school for a school lunch. That's their meal."
Yeah. Yeah.
And he started to explain. I go, "Wow." And then I started thinking, have you ever been hungry? I mean, when I say hungry, I mean, we're blessed, and I use the word blessed. When we're hungry, maybe you skip the breakfast or you skip the lunch and go, "Damn, I'm hungry." You know what I mean? But really, really hungry? I remember one time when I was a child, I went to bed hungry. I mean, really hungry because I couldn't go in the kitchen. And that is the worst feeling. You know what I mean? That is the worst feeling. And then I got some stats on it about how many kids go hungry
a
day.
It's terrible.
22 million kids. It is.
It's awful.
Yeah. I'll give you little stats here. Millions of kids go hungry in the U.S. every summer without school lunches. These striking facts reveal the scale of the problem. It says here, in the U.S., 22 million kids get free or reduced price lunch during the school year. These school lunch programs are important, a source of food for many children. But during the summer vacation, only 16% of the kids who need USDA-funded summer meals are only able to access them. Only 16% are able to get the food. He started going into this story. You know, and you know, I'm listening to this story, and at this point I'm supposed to have empathy, but I wanted to order some stuff because it was a great dessert. And then he said, "Are you listening to me?" I go, "Yeah, but, you know, you're talking about hunger. It got me hungry." I ordered dessert. Yeah, go ahead, keep talking. So, we started talking. He was giving me these facts. He goes, "I want to take you somewhere." And I go, "Okay." So we went to Skid Row. Yes, in Los Angeles, there is a Skid Row.
Oh, geez.
And well, we went to Skid Row. It was almost a food line for the homeless and everything, you know, that the kitchen. I guess you call it the kitchen, the food kitchen. I guess you call it that. And they were telling me the same thing about, and what was sad, there was children there. There was children there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just started to hit me. And so I'm thinking, what can I do? And I said, you know, you call me. I go, what can I do? And he's saying, well, I just want you to maybe talk about it. And because people are forgetting that when they go, when kids don't go to school, this is important. When kids don't go to school, we cannot tell about. He goes, we can find out if they're being sexually abused if they're going to school. We can see if they're you can see marks on the kid. We can do this. We can report them to social service. There's a lot of things that they can do to take care of a child at school, and maybe that's their only protection. So
it is.
It gave me a little bit of wow. So I am completing my website, but if you go to the website, and I'm going to say this right now. There's a group. I looked at some groups and charities about feeding children. And what I want to do is get donations and give it to them. And I stopped interviewing. Oh, thank you. I stopped interviewing for a while, but I'm going to pick it up again. And if anybody wants an interview, just a donation, whatever you can give. I don't care what it is, $1, $2, or whatever. I usually charge for to do editing on your interview, without the commercials and the silliness. It's just straight you and straight interview. And I usually charge $49, $50 for it. What I would do is if you give any kind of donation, I don't care if it's $1, $2, whatever, I interview you, I'll give you the copy of the tape. I'm not charging $50. And then what I'm going to do is the donations that I collect, I'm going to send them to No Kids Go Hungry. That's one of the ones I checked out. Yeah. And if you specify your area that has a lunch program, that donation will go there. So it's not just California. So if you're from Maine or New Hampshire and you say, yeah, they have a No Kid Hungry program here, I will send a donation there. That's what I want to do. So
excellent.
That's, I'm a bad guy, but sometimes I have a good heart. And I just can't stand it.
You're not a bad guy, Brian. You just full
of
poop.
Yeah, I am the worst. You haven't been to bed with me.
No,
I'm Ben, Laverne broke up with me on the air. It's not a badge of honor. Yes, I did.
Before that, Brian would listen to us, we got to take him to lunch.
Yes.
Mm.
Wow. I could see Pat, Melissa, and Laverne and me, and we get Sarge in a cabin. I could see it in the
woods. Would be fun.
It would be hilarious and scary.
We'd need some supplies, some weeds, a few mushrooms,
We get Laverne high on some weed. What do you think, Laverne? Oh, I think it's nice out here. Look at the green horse. Thank you, Laverne. But Melissa will be the one.
I think you didn't have a mental illness when you went in. You had one when you came out.
But Melissa will be the guard, the ghost cop. All right, I feel an entity here. Uh-oh, Melissa. All right.
Yep.
Let's get on with the show. So that's one thing. That's an opening. I'm not a comedian, so that's an opening. That's what I'm doing. So I got new energy. So if you go to MVP, I'm still working on the website, but if you go to MVP on demand and everything, the interview is set up, the donation is set up. It doesn't matter what you have, $1, $1.50, whatever. You still get the tape of the interview, and the monies will go to. And if you specify any lunch program where you are, I'm sending the money there in your name. That's what I'm going to do. It gave me new energy. What else is going on? That's what's going on. I can't really think about anything else that's currently going on here.
What?
What do you mean?
Oh my God! What's currently going on?
What am I missing?
You mean? Excuse me.
Well,
your world. Yeah.
Just
I get it.
Yeah, for Brian's world. Okay. You don't want to go there unless you have some shrooms.
I don't see the mind either.
Exactly. Yeah. If you look at the marquee, I did something different, and I will be doing it differently. Some things will catch my eye. Some things I can't believe. So here I am in my own business. I'm having my hot chocolate. I'm cuddled with my favorite blankie.
No.
Turning on the news. And I'm a big fan of car chases. I'm a huge fan of car chases.
Oh, God. You mean the one you had there on the Link?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. That guy's insane.
I know. So I'm sitting, and they had it live, right? So I'm sitting there eating my Rice Krispie. I like my Snap, Crackle, and Pop. You know, I like my cereal that talks to me. It keeps me company. So I'm eating my cereal, and I'm saying, they cut down to a car chase. Yeah, this is a live car chase, blah, 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 blah. I go, ooh, because you never know what's going to happen. One time we watched a car chase, and a guy got out of his car. He went on a bridge, and he blew his brains out. It's, like, interesting. So I'm watching this car chase, and you can hear it. And I put it here. Not only can you hear it, but I did put it. I just put it in the marquee. Says, "Man jumps and dies." Now, when I went to that
video,
did he
die?
It says that, yeah, he did. Right there. When I put the video up, it says that you need parental consent. So you do what you need to do to see the video because it's unbelievable. It can be played live. I can play it live, which I will, just in case you can't access it. But this idiot, what happened? I love shit. So this patrolman, highway patrol, I think it was highway patrol. So he gets out of his car for some reason, and he turns around and some fool jumped in the car, in his highway patrol car. And he's tearing down the street. And it became a chase. And they're chasing this cop car down the street. Again, you can see the video. I'll try to play the sound, how it played out.
I couldn't believe he kept going with that tire off.
Exactly. Now, the object is when you blow out a tire, you're going to slow down. The man, it was 70 miles an hour, and he jumped. I mean, can't you slow the damn car?
He was
hell
doing 70, 80. Yeah, that's what they said.
Yes.
Jumps out the door with no coat on. Like, at least wear a leather jacket, for God's sakes.
Let me see if I have it so you can hear it. It's just unbelievable, that shit. And only in California. Only in California. Let me see. YouTube.
They said he was depressed.
Yeah, he was depressed. Oh, here it is. Okay, here it is. Live, as you hear it, as I would see it. Again, if you can't access the video, here it is live. And this is how it played out. And remember, I'm eating my Rice Krispie, my Snap, Crackle, and Pop, you know, my three guys. So, and I'm watching this. I'm going, unbelievable. And here it is live, as they were saying in California. Here we go. Let me see here. And
as it would be, that we've seen this vehicle moving well into the 100 miles an hour. At this point right now, we're actually going to be about 72, 73 miles an hour. I'm going to try to bring up the map because I'm sure somebody's going to want to see that for sure. But right now, this vehicle continues to move along out here at a pretty good clip. And you can see that person behind the wheel, not an officer of the law, so this is a stolen California Highway Patrol vehicle. How it got stolen, all of that, well, they're going to figure that out later on. That's going to come out when this is over. Right now, their biggest concern is that vehicle does have weapons inside of it. We've been hearing them talk. Those weapons are secured. They aren't just laying in the back seat or anything like that. So the ability or the possibility that driver could get a hold of those weapons is slim to none at this time. But that still is a California Highway Patrol vehicle, and it has been moving very quickly. At some points, we've been going against traffic out here at 100 miles an hour plus. They've taken two attempts to use a spike strip. That has not happened. Right now, this vehicle seems to be slowing down more and more.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it might be having some sort of issues, or maybe they disabled that car, because we did hear him talk about that possibility as well. He did slow down, and you can see some officers right there. I'm going to listen in, see if he did hit that spike strip. But again, this vehicle, stolen Highway Patrol vehicle, right now on the 138, and we're heading into the Lancaster area.
Look at this.
All right, and Stu, right now we have Dennis Zine, retired LAPD. Dennis, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Perfect. So, we're seeing this high-speed police pursuit of a stolen CHP cruiser. Any idea how this could have possibly happened?
I bet you it's cold.
Well, it's very, very unusual. Could be officer was out on a call, making a traffic stop, left the keys in the ignition, suspect jumped in the car and took off. Many possibilities. Do we know where it was stolen from? Was the officer left the car or where the car was located?
We just know that it started in Castaic, and then he made his way to Lancaster. So he's been driving for just about over an hour, I would say. Also, I wanted to ask you, any idea, I mean, because Stu had just mentioned that the ammunition and weapons in this cruiser were secure. His tire's going flat right now. Oh, there we go.
Well, the tire.
They are secure. The weapons are secure. The shotgun, other weapons that they have are secure.
Mm-hmm.
There is an unlocking device within the vehicle. You have to know where that is and how to deactivate.
Okay.
But, could have been a traffic stop, and then the person jumped in and took off. It's not unusual for the officer to leave the car running when they are at a traffic stop. That may be the case. As we see, they may be coming to an end soon. You see what's happening with the vehicle, but it's very unusual to steal a police car. We've seen ambulances stolen before. This is not that unusual. Let's say it's very unusual to steal a police car, an ambulance, a fire truck, et cetera. But it does happen on occasion. Obviously, we see it happening right here.
Dennis, I want to bring back Stu. Stu, what's going on? He's jumping out of the car. Oh, my goodness. He just bailed out of the car, out of a moving car. Look, it just crashed into the light pole. Oh, my goodness. Stu, what are you things out a bit because we don't exactly know what's going on, but he just bailed going up.
Obviously, some graphic video there here on Live Now from Fox. Obviously, we wanted to not show our viewers that. Viewer discretion advised, as you
show
can see
it,
the camera go very, very blurry there overhead. There's a graphic scene of this stolen police vehicle there near Lancaster, California. So you can see the plenty of people on the scene. Tough to watch here on Live Now. Let's continue to listen into their coverage.
Issues, and there are also weapons. Now, that suspect bailing out of that car, we've seen some motorcycle accidents in the past. That was a lot of road rash. Hopefully, he is okay. That police car taking out a telephone pole out here in the Antelope Valley area, right off the 138. You can see the car coming to a stop right there. But why this all happened, that is a big question right now. Officers from California Highway Patrol...
They're doing chest compressions on the dude. When he jumped out of that car, he hit head first. I mean, it's like his face.
Oh, yeah, he did.
On the highway. And I don't know if you
at
guys can
at 80 miles an hour.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, that's worse than a bike accident.
I know. It's like, what are you thinking? I mean, first of all, you can't get away if you've got a stolen car, a cop car. Where are you going?
I think it was suicidal. Doing that because he bailed onto the road where he knew he'd get run over.
Wow. Well, they were doing chest compressions on a motherfucker, and they're trying to save him, but it was no go. Did I mention millions of kids go hungry in the U.S. every summer without school lunches? I mean, look
absolutely.
It up.
Absolutely.
I could bring in the video. I didn't even want to bring in a video. You know what I mean? Because who was that fat actress from All in the Family that used to, was it kids or was it the dogs? I think it was the dogs, you know. But when I see, they used to play it all the time with the kids in Africa or whatever, and the flies are on their faces and they haven't eaten and everything. I can't watch it, but I'm going to do my best. So
oh,
I'm
I know who you meant. Gloria.
Sally Struthers or something. Yeah.
No. Oh, Sally Struthers. She used to play the daughter. Yeah.
Yes. And so I'm going to use my services to help feed a kid. Give him a Twinkie. A Twinkie goes a long way.
20 years or more.
Yeah, I know. That Twinkie, that's been there. The ghost left it from the ghost house. That was it. That was it. The man jumped. We're going to play a game. Since the morning crew is here, we're going to play a game. And mostly I have women in here in the studio. Stanley may come in later or whatever. The game is, I got called for jury duty. Jury duty. I hate jury duty. Cindy loves jury duty. She's envious. Blah, 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 blah. I don't want to go. I was thinking the last time I was in jury duty, I didn't want to be there. So they picked me. Well, they actually put me in a box. You know, these are the potential people, right? And I go, blah, blah, blah. How do I get out of this? I know, I'll act crazy. This is in my head, you know. The judge is right there, the female judge. She took no shenanigans. She was one of those no shenanigans. This is a serious thing, right? I go, okay, I can get out of this because I'm full of shenanigans. So it was about this guy who did burglary. He was a Latino guy. And
oh,
so
yeah.
the defense attorney, I let's say that I was juror number 14. Let's just say I was 14. You know, I'm looking all crazy and everything. My eyes are going crazy. I didn't comb my hair on purpose, so it looked like I was on crack. I wanted to get out of there. Right? You know, I look like buckwheat. Okay. And Sydney goes, comb your hair. I go, no. I want to look as crazy as possible. So I'm there looking like Don King, and I'm in a jury box. And there's another guy next to me, and he's black, and we're whispering, how do we get out of this? I don't know how to get out of this. Hey, be cool. And the judge gave me an evil look. Right there from the beginning, we knew we did not get along. It was not eye to eye. Because she just says, shh, juror number 14, yes. This is all true. I'm not exaggerating. Yes. Yes, Your Honor. Will you please keep it down? You know, I want you to focus on the trial. Okay. Crazy. She's already looking at me, right? Any sound. One time there was a sound far away from me. She stared at me. I go, hey, I didn't do it. You're number 14. Yes. So now we have the prosecuting attorney. The prosecutor will talk to the jury to see who he wants in the pool. And, of course, they picked on me because I'm already out there. By this time, people know who I am. So the guy was Latino, and he said to me, he says, juror number 14, yes. He goes, juror number 14, we have a burglary case. Yes. I want to know how you feel about the police. Uh-huh. I mean, these are my asses. This is really true. I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, do you think policemen are good people? I go, well, yes, they're good people. He goes, okay. Then he made the mistake to ask me more questions. That was his mistake. I want out. Then he goes, do you think that policemen are fair? I go, no. And he goes, what? I go, no. I happen to be a black man. He goes, yes, you're number 14. We can see that. And I know that I got stopped once, and they were very, very rude to me. Juror number 14, do you think that a police officer can do his job without abuse and that we follow the law and the evidence are not there? I go, no.
Not really.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. No. One time at band camp, no, I didn't go there, but I just said, one time I had a friend of mine and he didn't do anything and they stopped him because he was black. And then he turned around to the judge, can we dismiss 14? I go, yeah. And she looked at me, goes, you're 14, you are dismissed. Yay! That's enough. I don't think they liked it when I skipped out. So I'm called again. I'm going to try to be as crazy as fuck so I can get out of it. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm going to walk in backwards. I'm going to put my shirt on backwards and shit. I'm just going to try to be as crazy as fuck so I can get out of it. You can't, you know, you don't want crazy people.
They called me once.
Really?
They called me once. I got dismissed. I was, this
wow.
was when I was about 20. I was really high at the time. So, you know. It was a lot of legal drugs, too, because I had issues, right? So they were drugging me up like nobody's business. So
wow.
I went in for jury duty, and they took a couple looks at me, and it was like, how'd she drive here?
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah, so I was out. I was out right away.
Oh,
it was just as well because, yeah, well, just act like it. Act like you're spaced. They won't want you.
I think I will. I think I will. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Brian and the Morning Crew. Laverne Vernie's here, Melissa's here, and Pat is here, the great psychic. We're going to go on our show right now. This is a different hour. We are reaching different people. I've posted the show to a lot of people. Welcome to the show. You know, here we go. Nashville shooter, transgender. Why was it so important for them to tell us it's a transgender? Her name is Audrey Hale. Him, her, whatever. Kills three kids and his staff members. That's what they did. She bought seven guns. The attacker and Monday, She was under the medical care of a doctor for emotional disorder. And now you got your Congress. And you got your whiny bitches. Look, they're trying to take away your TikTok. I'm not going to go into that. You can read all about it. It's hard when you got a tech guy, the owner of TikTok. I'm getting back to Audrey. But the owner of TikTok is like maybe 30. And he's in Congress with these people who are like 120. Like they don't even know how to it is just maddening how he's trying to explain. And they did the same thing on Facebook. When you're talking to people who are 80 years old. Or 70. And I'm not making fun of 70s or 80s. It's like I have problems, you know. I mean, I have Layla who's like 13, what is she, 8? She goes, "Grandpa, hit this and hit this." I go, "How did you know that?" You know what I mean? Because these kids are learning computer when they're in school. So when you're explaining TikTok to an 80-year-old congressperson who's been there for 60 years, it is maddening. It is maddening. And the question that they're asking is ridiculous. Here's the terror here. So they couldn't understand shit. The guy held his own, saying no. And there's some racism going on, and I don't usually call racism. I have to speak to TikTok. So he's a Chinese guy. And they asked him a question. He goes, "Sir, are the Russians or the Chinese are trying to spy on our TikTok?" And he goes, and he's Chinese. And he says, "No. It's American company," even though he's Chinese. They're looking at him, right? Then you tell me the racism that's going on there because he's Chinese. He goes, "It's an American company. The people who work there are American. We are American-based, blah, 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 blah." And they go, "Oh, do you have any connections to China?" I'm going, "Oh, damn." That's like saying a black guy saying, "Do you know Africa?" It was just racism that's trying to connect this American-Chinese man to China, to almost tell him that you're giving information to China and they can check. It's like, it's maddening. So what they're trying to do, and they're doing it, they're trying to get the state and the capital and the federal government is trying to get rid of all the TikToks. Now we said, okay, I understand it's a government thing and you're afraid, you're all paranoid about China doing this and doing that. Now they're coming to you, and this is not a joke. They're moving. So these 80-year-old farts are saying, "We are the government. We have to protect the citizens." And they're going to try to remove your TikTok. You know, they're coming after you guys. And I'm saying this is just unbelievable and racism at the most. And that's it. That's all I have to say. I don't want the government to choose what books I read or where my kids go. Well, school is different, but I don't want them to choose that this is not good for me. When I look at TikTok, I'm seeing a lot of crazy videos. I'm not seeing anything that China can say, "Oh, look at the guy who blows bubbles out of his butt. Well, you know, this is classified, and we can use this against the USA." I just don't want the government to decide what we see and what we don't. Do you guys agree or not? I mean, that's the thing.
I do. But then why is everybody putting Alexas in their house when they know the damn thing is monitoring them 24/7?
Exactly.
That is so big, brother.
Yeah, it is. It is, and then Facebook has their thing, their virtual glasses. I forgot what it's called. It's a virtual glass. Meta is a Meta thing, virtual reality. Let's not even go there. Okay, anyway, that's my thing. But we're going to play a game here because we got three intelligent ladies here. And the information that I give you is just the information that I give you. There's no other information. You will make your decision on the information I give you. That's it. We don't know the case. We haven't heard the case. But just the information that I have, I'm going to give you. Deal?
Yeah.
And you can just tell me, if you're on a jury, would you vote guilty or not guilty?
On this one?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you right now.
Oh,
this
hell
guy's name
yes,
is,
that would be guilty if they were alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, no. I'm about to say, no, this is another one. So this is a new one. You're a little riled up there. Danny Masterson is an actor. He's a character actor.
Mm.
Where I see his picture.
I know who you're talking about. From that 70s
yeah.
show.
Oh,
oh yeah.
From the I thought I recognized him. It was from the 70s show. Okay,
yeah.
I thought I recognized him.
Which one was he?
Redheaded guy? The redheaded guy?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, is it?
Hair.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so he's going. The headline says, Danny, according to USA Today, Danny Masterson will go to trial again. Again. For a rape case after November mistrial. So there was a mistrial. I don't know what was happening here.
Mm.
I'm going to read you what's going on. And according to what I read you, make your decision if you're one of the jurors. You're one of the jurors. The first trial was deadlocked. He is accused of forcibly raping three women at his home in the Hollywood Hills from 2001 to 2003. He was a star of the Fox sitcom,
my
That 70s
goodness.
Show. Three women.
You know what
I'm
that
gonna tell
means.
You, yeah. But I'm going to tell you a story that is a true story. It's a true story. And I was put in this situation. I had my writer with me. I got done auditioning. I get a call from one of the casting directors. I must see this person. I said, I'm done auditioning. He goes, you must see this person. So can I give the person your phone number? The person calls me. I said, okay. She goes, can I bring my daughter? I go, fine. Now, my Mike was with me, who is my writer. So they come over. She was a hot 19-year-old. The mother was hot, too. She must have been, I don't know, let's go 35. But she looked really hot. Long story short, they wanted the part and they wanted to have sex for the part. The mother came out and said, which one of you do I do? And which one of you do my daughter? She actually came out. Me and Mike were the good guys. So he decided, I go, Mike, take the mother. So Mike went in the room with the mother, who was really hot. The daughter, who was 19 years old, was with me. Now, when I say with me, she was sitting on the couch with me. And I said, I feel uncomfortable. I got her a chair, and I moved her across from me. So we had space, like the 6 feet space.
Yeah.
And as we're talking about the parts and everything, she says, when are we going to have sex? I said, we're not. And she goes, well, that's unusual. I go, why? I go, well, that was the deal. I thought that my mom told me the deal. So she took off her top, and she's about to undress. I said, no, don't do this. Later, I talked her out of it. I think Mike did the mother, whatever. They left. That was a situation with me, okay?
But then these people can come back any time and say it was rape.
Right. So when I saw this, accused of forcibly raping three women at his home in the Hollywood Hills, now you're going to get a lot of Me Too women and all gay women and whatever, woke women. Ah, he's guilty,
and
that dirty
why
son
were
of
they
a
there
bitch.
If they didn't want something to happen?
Right. And the first trial was a mistrial. So here we go. So the deputy district attorney says, you know what? We decide to retry the case. We decided to retry the case. Why are you trying? What new evidence? They could not reach a verdict. The jurors leaned towards acquittal with the votes 10 to 2, 8 to 4, and 75. The jurors led to acquittal. Mueller, I guess, he argued that the jury ignored supporting testimony in the case. I guess he's the prosecutor. not giving these victims another chance with a juror who can sit there and consider all the evidence. Win, lose, or draw, that would be an injustice, the prosecutor said. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So the judge denied a defense request to dismiss the case. She set a date of March 29th, which is coming up, I guess, or today. The defense attorney, Philip Cohen, argued that it was unlikely that any jury would vote unanimously to convict. He said the first jury had thoroughly examined the evidence and that there's no new evidence would be likely to change the outcome. There's no new evidence. Now, I know prosecutors want to have this. It's a high-profile case, and it could leap them to being a celebrity, and they can run for office. I don't know. But why would you retry a case when you had 10-2? You had 10-2, and you just all decided to try him again. Okay, it appears that our many other witnesses the people could choose to call or different arguments the people choose to make. He says a different outcome at a retrial is at least a possibility. At least a possibility? What about facts? What do you mean it's a possibility? You're going to retry this guy because possibly we can get a jury to vote guilty.
Yeah,
two of the women
ridiculous.
Who testified at the trial, they identified themselves as Jane Doe. Of course it's Jane Doe. They want the money.
They do. Why else would they have been with them in the first place?
Exactly. I remember the old joke that you shot a deer for $2. I think, anyway, messed up that joke. Two of the women who testified at the trial, identified as Jane Doe and Jane Doe 3, issued a statement saying they were glad that another trial will be held. We are pleased that Danny Madison will not be permitted to simply escape criminal accountability, said the women, who were joined in the statement by a third woman who did not testify, as well as the husband of Jane Doe 3, despite suffering years of intimidation. Intimidation? The guy was on a stupid show.
Intimidation?
Right. And harassment.
What are they talking about?
I don't know. It just says that we are completely committed to participating in the next criminal trial to the extent requested by the prosecutors, and again, testifying about Mr. Madison's depraved behavior. The trial put an unwelcome spotlight on church and Scientology. The guy's a Scientologist, which accused of trying to cover up the allegations against a high-profile member. Prosecutors alleged that Madison's success as an actor gave him a high status with the church and that he felt entitled to have sex with the women regardless of their wishes.
Oh, geez.
The women each took the stand over the course of a month-long trial, giving often emotional testimony about the assault and harsh consequences they faced for coming forward. Two of them broke down on the stand, and one appeared to have a panic attack at one point, saying she could not breathe. The women who have all since left Scientology said they feared being – so they were Scientologists too – and said that they were feared being excommunicated from the church for going to the police. The DA's office initially declined to file a case against the actor in 2004 after the first accuser gave him a report to the LAPD, and they didn't have enough evidence. And this is 2004. Where are we at? 2023?
Jesus.
How many years is that? That has to be at least 19 years. In late 2016, the three accusers found each other and collectively reported him. They initially expressed frustration with what they saw as the slow pace of the LAPD investigation. Prosecutors eventually filed the charges 3 years later under California's one-strike sex crime law, which carries a maximum sentence of 15 years to life. That's what he was facing, 15 years to life for each charge.
Jesus, sleeping.
All three women testified that the church teachings made it hard for them to conceptualize. It's a word.
Yeah.
Look it up. The assault as rape. Two of them said they reported the allegations to the church authorities and were discouraged from going to the thing. They didn't even think it was rape. Cohen argued that Scientology was irrelevant to the case.
So they were convinced by someone else they were raped.
Yep.
I see how that goes. Yes. Yes, they were probably fine with it initially.
Exactly. At the conclusion of the first trial, Cohen argued that the women's credibility was a key factor in a vote count in favor of acquittal. What does that tell you? They're whore sluts. Thank you. Thank you. They were woke without no clothes on. Thank you. In court on Tuesday, Cohen said that the testimony had given rise to a whole slew of new questions and said this and this and this. So their credibility was out of it. So you heard the story as jurors. This man is an actor. Could ruin his career. This case was over 19 years ago. The first was an acquittal. The second time, they say they didn't have enough evidence, and the prosecutors did not even want to bring it to trial. So I say to you, Laverne, I'll call you juror number two, what is your verdict, guilty or not guilty, based on what you just heard?
Not guilty. You know.
I have a question. Can I have a question before I give you my verdict?
You got to hand it to the bailiff. You got to hand it to the bailiff. All right. Go ahead. What's your question?
Okay. After these those accusations
Go ahead. What?
How long did they stay with the church? After they made
See, that's the thing. They are with the church for, it didn't say how long they were at the church, but they were involved in the church. It didn't say how long.
But they stayed a number after they made the accusations?
Yes. No, they left the church. They left the church.
Okay, they left the church.
They're saying that the church did not want them to go through with the charges. She's saying there's a cover-up. That the church, said, and that was it.
Well, to say that I do believe
your verdict?
That a lot of the celebrities get special privileges in that church.
Right.
So. I'm gonna say guilty.
What? Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's enough out of you, juror number two. I'm gonna import you. Oh, you're a citizen. I'm gonna deport you. I still deport you. All right. Guilty. One grade of guilty. We go to Melissa, who's the captain's girl. Yeah, okay. That's for you, juror number two. Melissa, let's call you juror number three. Based on what you heard, what is your verdict?
There's not enough evidence. I don't know anything.
I know.
I can't say guilty or not guilty without, if I was a juror, I'd hear all this. Evidence from both sides.
Yeah, but based on what you heard, what is your
that
verdict?
Wasn't enough.
That's all you had, kid. We have no more.
Okay. I'm kind of on the same page as Laverne. Is that church is an absolutely just full of many despicable people.
But what
does
the
people.
Church has anything to do with
oh,
it?
Oh, it has a lot to do with it.
Yeah,
it does.
It
has a lot.
They brainwash their people.
Okay, that's two guilty verdicts. We go
guilty.
To Pat.
Not
okay.
guilty.
The judge.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Because I figure the girls went there of their own free will.
Yes.
They probably were looking for some outcome when they got together. Because he had money.
Right.
And, I'm sorry, but I've known too many manipulative people that they're looking for money. I'll say this to you right now. I think every woman on the planet has been raped at least once.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't.
I can't say that.
You will
enough.
When we go camping. Give it
oh,
time.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Hello, Laverne. What are you doing in here, Brian? Okay. I don't know. I heard ghosts. I'm going to slip
this
in the cover.
This is such a tough subject. You love this subject. I hate this subject.
It makes you think. It's nothing. I mean, there's a lot of discrepancies here. I mean, it's such a long year to do it. The girls have questionable background. The church is involved here. I can understand the church wouldn't cover up because they don't want the bad publicity. But the first trial was a mistrial. The guy decided to, let's do this again. Let's retry it in a different way. I don't think they had enough evidence the first time. It was 10-2 on acquittal. So there's a lot of things that I question. I can only go
this
by, I told you, my
group of people. You know, it's a really, the person who runs the Church of Scientology, David McCavish, is that his name? Yeah. His wife has been missing for years.
Right.
And nobody will address it.
Pat's laughing.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You're
right
serious,
along
eh?
Her. Yeah. There's
holy
actually
crap.
Been other stars in Hollywood that have done documentaries. Who is it? Leah Remini was in the Church of Scientology and was friends with his wife and has gone to the media and done many specials about this. And nobody will say where she is.
Strange.
They still haven't found her? They still haven't found her?
No.
I mean, I would think they would do an investigation. Who were they accusing?
Nope, nothing's done.
They're accusing one of the CEOs of the church or something?
He runs it. David McCavish is the head. Mm. And I guess Tom Cruise is in second control of it.
Yeah.
And
you know, I don't
missing.
Think they're going to find her.
No.
How long she's been gone?
No.
I've heard of this case. How long,
long
she's been gone?
Time. A long time. Yeah. Yep.
Huh.
And it's never addressed. They've done
well,
so,
they
many,
have...
so many specials, so many.
Yeah. I know.
And they don't
know. But you can't,
that's
you can't
what I'm
just
saying.
Because of that, you can't, this guy, just because he belongs there, and I know the church, but... I mean, that's like saying you're Catholic and you committed a crime,
no.
And so the Catholic religion.
Church of Scientology is a terrible organization, and they shouldn't even be a church. The only reason they did it was so they could get tax exempted.
Yeah.
That's
but you
it.
Can't blame
but
them for that. I would do that.
They're a cult.
Huh?
It's
they
a cult.
Are a cult.
Yeah,
sure, but you could also argue that the Catholic religion is a cult. I mean, you're
it
eating
is.
The body
not
of
like
Christ
that.
And drinking his blood. You could also
not like
say that.
That.
Well,
no,
I,
it's not
you
like
know,
that.
It's like being a little bit pregnant. It's like being a little bit pregnant. I mean, most
you
religions are cults. No, but most religions,
yes.
You would
well,
have to.
If they have a disagreement with family, the family member leaves the church, that they can never speak to them again.
Right.
Well, that's the same as the Jehovah's Witnesses there.
Those
yes,
Nitwits.
Jehovah's Witnesses. Sure.
I couldn't
I
come up with
Tom
the word
Cruise
witness because I call them nitwits every time.
They're nitwits. I guess Tom Cruise has not seen his child because of that. And his wife, Katie Holmes, had to literally escape
yes.
from that whole thing.
Well,
yes, she does.
Again, that's the church. I mean, we can go with the Mormons with the magical panties. With their,
yeah, that's
oh
their
boy.
Stuff too.
We can go there, and they're basically Christian. I happen to believe that most religious ceremonies or rituals, I would think that most religious institutions do have rituals. And you can call it, some of it is from the Satanism. A lot of it is from pagans.
Paganism.
You can compare it to, in fact, pagans were influenced to Christianity, I would have to argue.
Oh, yeah.
I would have
no,
to argue
no,
that.
No, 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 no. Pagans
no?
were minding their own business. The Christians started a movement, and they didn't want anyone else to exist but Christians.
Mm. And they fed him to the lions. It was good lion food. The lions had to eat.
Oh, I can tell you a book to read that would curl your hair. It's very thin. It's called Victor Vita. It's about right after Christianity, and he was in northern Africa. He was a monk, and he recorded what the Germans were doing to the Christians. Oh, my God, it was terrible. You think the Russians are bad. These guys were outdoing them by miles.
Well, I'm a big history guy.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, I study it. I am. I should have my master's in history. And I do know that back in the day, you know, it's funny, people to this day, people don't think, and there was people, it was funny, I had a guy who was Italian, and he didn't realize that the Romans were Italians. He goes, they're not Italian. I go, yes, they are. Romans are Italians. And the Italians killed Christ. If you really look at it, it wasn't the Jews who killed Christ. It was the Italians. Because the Italians are the most religious people around.
Oh, I know.
Judas.
Very large population here.
Yeah. But going back, so I'm studying it, right? And then I'm hearing when they used to feed the Christians to the lions. And
yeah.
As they were feeding the Christians to the lion, they used to play a ritual song as part of their ritual. And here's the song. Happened in history. They had a full tummy. Christianity was very good for the lions. There you go. It was a phenomenon. Phenomenon. Okay. I'm not going there. So there you go. So we got a hung jury. We got a jury just like me. Very hung. So that's what happened. So in real life, we have our three jurors. And they were prejudiced by the church. Not the facts, but the church. So they assumed that the church was a cult and it's a cover-up and not really looking at the poor bastard who's on trial. Bad jury. Very bad jury. Thank you. When we come, we're going to talk about this Nashville shooter. It was a transgender. We had a person on our studio who used to come in our studio. I'm not going to say the name because I want to keep him really anonymous, Mr. Solution. And he was talking about transgender is going to even the playing field with women. And he was rooting for it. Well, now you got your wish because we got our first transgender shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're saying that they're mentally ill.
Yep.
She was 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she carried this burden. When we're talking about these kids, it was a Christian school, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about these kids who are like maybe, you know, kindergarten to, I don't know, fourth grade maybe or something like that. 28 years. She held that in. I mean, she held it in for 20 years about, she had other targets too. Do we equate the transgender to mentally ill, or why would they even put transgender there?
Just to cause trouble.
Yeah.
Was this person, I keep asking, I'm so confused and I've read a lot about the case, was it a male, born male, transition
female
to female?
Female to male. Okay. The transition is female to male.
Okay.
Female to male.
So born female, okay.
Born female, transitioning to male.
Okay.
Well, they had a very misleading article where they had the girl, had her as a woman, and she seemed to be in her, the pictures could have been like in her early 20s, so I figured that she was born a male and transitioned into a female.
Yeah.
But hey, I don't know.
It's confusing because the media is putting out all different kinds of stuff.
They are.
It's really confusing.
They are, and they're putting their spin on it. And I'm sick and tired of it. And then, of course, Biden comes on the air.
God, with the chocolate chip ice cream.
Jesus. It's like, let me tell you something. Here's the bottom line, everybody. Before you get caught up in minutia is a word. Look it up. Before you get caught up in the minutia, let me give you the facts. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. They're saying, okay, we got to ban these weapons and everything and blah, 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 the AK-4. You know, in California, you know, I'm watching the TV, not even bad enough. This is what they did. You guys tell me this is wrong. They're saying, we want to show you what an AK-47 does to a body. I don't know if you guys seen it or not. It was on the nightly news and everything. And I'm going, what?
No.
And they showed how it ripped the body apart. With it.
Yeah.
Do we really need to see what an AK-47 do to a child? They actually showed it. This is what happened. In fact, they even asked permission to the mothers, or a couple of mothers, can we use your child's body to show what an AK-47 can do to it? Let me tell you, and the ridiculous part of it, which I think is wrong, is fucked up. Not just wrong, it's fucked up. When you get a gun, I don't care what gun it is, nobody gets a gun for fun. And if you shoot the gun, you're shooting to kill. So, to me, if anybody's shooting a gun, okay, they're shooting to kill. If I got a burglar coming in here and try to steal my eggs, because eggs are really expensive now. Thank you, Laverne. Mm-hmm. That was for you. I'm getting my AK-47. I'm getting everything. I'm blowing the goddamn brains out. If you come into my house, by the way, did I tell you guys I purchased a gun? It was me and Cindy purchased a gun.
No.
And so we purchased a gun, and Cindy goes, well, do you know how to use a gun? I go, sure. Bullet comes out of here, and I pull this. She goes, don't be an idiot. See, it is like you should not have a gun. Well, quit being an idiot. So we go to the weekend. We went to the gun range, and Cindy's pretty good. I mean, she's shooting the targets, and she's go bam. And she goes, I go, damn, I was really impressed. You know, she hit a couple of bullseyes. I hit the building. No, I'm only kidding. I missed the target. I missed the target a couple of times because it kicked back at me. And then we tried the long gun, but she's really good with the gun. And so we have a safe where we lock up the gun. It's a safe because of the kids, the grandkids coming over. There's no, she was worried about that. She was more worried about me and her having a shootout when we get mad at each other. You go in the other room, we'll just have a shootout. As a public service, so I don't know if that was necessary. Do you guys believe that was necessary, that we're going to actually see what an AK-47 does to a child's body just to prove our point? I don't know what point you're trying to prove.
No.
I mean, I don't care if it was
up.
A shotgun. Right. The kid's dead. He got shot. I mean, do we really need, if it was a shotgun, do we want to show, well, this is what a shotgun could do? It's like, no, when anybody pulls a weapon out and they actually use the weapon, they're doing it to kill someone. And what do you think that's going to deter them? If somebody breaks into my house and I go, well, we can't use the AK-47. Did you see the special last night? It went through their torso. Ew, how gross. All right, baby, you know, stab him a couple of times. Cut out his artery and his throat. I think that's more okay. Shit. And these are the whiny Democrats, and these are the whiny presidents. I'm a Democrat myself, and shut up, Biden. Unless you're going to change or amend the Constitution, shut your pie face about we're going to amend this, and we're going to move this, and we're going to take it tighter weapons. Shut up. You're sending weapons to Mexico right now. And Mexico even made a deal. We made a deal. You guys didn't know. We made a deal with Mexico right after these guys got killed. And here's the deal. So Biden goes to Mexico. I mean, talks to the guy, Presidente. I speak Spanish. And he says to the Presidente, hola. And the Presidente says, shut up, fool. But anyway, Biden says, we want you to control the fentanyl that's coming across the border. It's too much. Too much fentanyl. Right? And then, and then the El Presidente said, I'll tell you what, we'll make the deal. 111, you're live on the air. He says, I'll tell you what, we'll make a deal. You control the guns that come across the border, because all these guns that have come across the border is from the USA. So we'll try to control the fentanyl if you can control the guns. And he said, okay, it's a deal, so I don't know what's going on. 111, you're live on the air. Is this Mr. Solution?
Well, it should be, but it's Sarge, so you got to stick with me for right
now. Oh, Sarge, what's going on with your voice?
Look, man, before I say what I'd like to say, can I say something about my brothers in blue down there in Nashville? Would you allow me? Because look here, man, we spend hours and often appropriately speaking about misconduct of police officers and the things they did wrong and the corruption and the like and all that, and that's entirely a good discussion to have. But when we see officers perform with the valor, the precision, and the excellence that those officers in Nashville shows, we ought to spend a few minutes extolling them for it. Now, let me tell you what I saw, Brian.
Okay.
I saw some officers that clearly had basic first responder training and probably some SWAT training, too. But they were not the regular SWAT team. That was pretty clear to me. They formed themselves into an ad hoc SWAT team on site when they got there. They put together a hasty battle plan, and then they served to execute it. They said, go, go, go. They were not like the Uvalde cops, who also had the training but not the determination. They went in. They cleared the rooms with precision, with communication, but always their objective was to maintain the momentum of their movement and continue to go to where the threat was. When they went up the staircase, they bounded. They sent one officer up to clear the level and then make sure it was okay for the other officer to go up. They bounded all the time. All the time, with the team leader, the ad hoc team leader, telling his men to push, keep going, clear, but push. The object here is to not, kind of like a blitzkrieg. You don't worry about your flanks too much. You do what you can to protect it. But the threat is so imminent, you got to get there and where the threat, you got to go where the threat is. And they did it almost flawlessly. I swear, it brought tears in my eyes. It was like watching a cop ballet. It's why I spent years of my life
ballet.
As a police firearms trainer and a SWAT trainer teaching officers to do. And I'm watching it executed in real time, caught on video superbly. I swear, I cannot praise those officers too highly.
Well, I
and
Sarge,
I have,
have you been
say,
yelling all night, Sarge? Sarge?
Huh? Yeah.
Have you been up
that's
yelling
Melissa.
All night?
That's Melissa. Sarge, that's Melissa.
Oh, yeah,
Laverne,
me and my dog were in a real, me and my dog were in a real good dog fight.
Could you, I can hear his voice, and it sounds like he's been up yelling all night.
Yeah, me and my dog, we were in a real good dog fight. I got a dog, I trained him, and I was, and yeah, it was, we had a lot of fun, though.
Wow.
Excellent.
That's how I sound when I eat a lot of pussy.
Oh, my.
But anyway, I, you know, now Joe Biden is not going to hand those guys over to the White House to present them with a Freedom Medal or anything because they're not freaks. But you know what? I don't care if he does it or he doesn't. Let the rest of us praise them because they deserve it.
Well, Sarge, would you – the only one thing I have against that, as much as you want to go to the cop ballet, is that they went in to shoot to kill. They did not go in to arrest that person. And I think it's warranted, too. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to play the devil's advocate. I think it was warranted. You go in, you got a threat, put it down. put it down, right, Sarge? I mean, is that the attitude when you go in, we got a threat,
what
this person
has an AK?
What I saw
in that video was when they caught sight of that whatever it was, that whatever it was shooting at them.
Oh.
She did not offer a surrender.
Yeah, you're right.
So
they
decided
at the cop cars
to appropriately put down the threat.
Right. Now, Sarge, how do
you
feel that it was a
trend? I know you're supposed to say, police,
yeah,
don't move, don't surrender, but
they did say that. They did say that. They did say
that.
They did yell police.
That person put them past that point. At that moment, she was engaging them. It is pointless to tell them to surrender. You are now at the point where you need to use immediate deadly force to stop her assault. And that's what they did.
But you think transgender, how do you feel that it was a transgender? So we're saying she, but she considers herself a him, and she even used the pronoun.
We are in the midst of a transgender fascist activist movement that is an imminent threat to civilization right now. Let's be clear about one thing, Brian. This is my belief, and I believe I know I share this belief with millions of other people. Transgenderism itself is a manifestation of mental illness simply because when you are at war with perfectly healthy organs of your body that are formed in the way biology and hundreds of thousands of years of evolution, nature and nature's God has made for you, and you think there's something wrong with them and they need to be removed, and they conform completely with your chromosomal makeup, then I think that is automatically a sign of mental illness. Now, we can argue as to the degree, but I don't think we could even argue that it is. One thing, no matter how much of a mental illness you think it is or isn't, we don't need to celebrate and extol it as a virtue.
But see, Sarge, you're going into
any more than schizophrenia, or paranoia, or any other mental disease.
But you're going into a landmine here when you say that they're abomination. Basically, I'm rounding it out. Because then you're saying that the doctors...
People are sick, they're not abomination.
Okay. But what I'm trying to say...
The movement is, though, the fascist nature of this movement...
Why is it fascist?
No dissent.
Why is it a fascist thing?
Is an abomination. The people themselves, maybe, not so much. Sickness needs to be treated, not celebrated.
Okay.
Yeah, but they've closed every mental hospital going.
True. We cut their funds and everything. That's true.
Well, look, whether we have adequate funding or not, we recognize sickness for what it is. And then we say, how do we get enough mental institutes to treat it? We don't say, well, we don't have enough funding, we don't have enough hospital, so we won't call it a mental illness. It's still a mental illness whether there's funding, help, or treatment for it or not.
And so do you think it's a mental
illness? So maybe after saying it is a mental illness, we can get the requisite funding and hospitalization.
So are you saying that the people who are rallying for the transgender, you know, all this kind of stuff, and for them, support them, so if you're saying that's a mental illness, do you think those people are mentally ill to accept that kind of behavior?
No, I think people in the transgender activist movement, because many of them are not transgendered. Many of them are cultural Marxists and neo-Marxists who see the transgender movement as another wedge to help destroy the nuclear family that people in the Frankfurt Institute and Institute for Social Research identified as one of their centers of gravity over 100 years ago. Transgender movement is just another tool in the utility belt to bring about the end of the nuclear family.
Well, they said that about us way back in the 60s and the 70s, that homosexuality is they're going to destroy the nuclear family and all this kind of stuff. And what about homosexuality, Sarge?
And the planet and BLM, they said the same thing.
Well,
piece. You gotta stop missing the forest for trees.
I don't know. I mean, in California, if a kid 8 years old says that she's another, you know, she feels that she's another sex and she's trapped in her own body, by law, you cannot do anything. You can't send her to counseling. You just have to accept who she is. And you know what's really funny? See, I'm a product of, if you're going to do something, you've got to take the responsibility. If you're a teenager, I'm listening, and you know, some teenagers listen to me, you bad little girls, you're too young. But anyway, I need the ratings, keep listening. But if you're a teenager and you decide to come out in high school, which is the worst place to come out, place to come out. I mean, use your common sense. You're 18. You know, why is it so important to come out in high school? Yes. Yeah, I'm listening.
If someone comes up to a doctor and says, I think I'm a snake and I think I shouldn't have arms.
Yes.
And the doctor says, well, yeah, I agree with you identifying yourself as a snake. I think I will amputate your arms because it doesn't conform with your identity of yourself. Now, we would say that person was mentally ill. The doctor should do no harm and not cut off their arms.
But he's not doing any harm if she or he identifies with a certain thing. And see, now you're getting into the minefield that I was saying. You're getting into a big minefield. Because if you're saying that it's an abomination and whatever, and the doctors are performing the steroids and prescribing the steroids and actually doing the operation, which is help me out.
Let me get this straight now. We're gonna take a woman.
So should they be in prison for that, though? Mutilating somebody?
This woman full of a hormone that we know in males sometimes makes some men go haywire and become more aggressive. Now, remember, they're already mentally ill. They've got a host of problems. She's being treated for mental illness. And we're going to pump her full of testosterone. Nothing
Let me tell you
can go wrong, right?
You know,
let me
tell you something. So maybe it'll give you a caveat here. When you're dealing with treatment and cancer, they'll give you some options. One of the options is called, is where you take hormones. Melissa, help me out. I think it's holistic. Treatment, whatever.
That's not holistic. No, that's not holistic.
Hormonal. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hormonal treatment. One of the options are hormonal treatment. And then I asked, what is hormonal treatment? Well, Mr. Jackson, what we do is that we fill you full of steroids or whatever. I go,
Was it estrogen or testosterone? Which one?
Right. Because they're saying testosterone, here's the reasoning, testosterone, cancer feeds off of it. They feed off it. So their main goal is to kill your testosterone in your body to kill the cancer. But here's the side effects. The side effects is that you're going to lose your testosterone. I go, what? I'm listening. He goes, yes. You're going to grow breasts. You may grow breasts. I go, what? And
that's hot.
I'm sorry, Melissa.
That's hot.
I can barely hear you, kiddo.
I'm kidding. There's a fuzz on the line, which is kind of strange.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's almost like somebody's outside or windy. I don't know. Yeah.
I know. Hang in there, kiddo. I don't want to lose
what's
you.
Going on, guys? Solar storm coming by on Friday, a really bad one.
Okay.
Oh, do you really?
Did you hear about that? There's a big hole in the sun where the plasma blew out.
Yeah,
well, that's going to affect all the electronics for a few days.
Oh. Okay.
Well, we're going to find out what an electromagnetic pulse can do then. That'd be great.
Exactly.
Oh, we are. That's going to be a whopper.
Can you imagine people with heart?
Brian, look. The steroids for cancer is to do what?
Exactly.
To treat an illness.
Well, that's not me talking.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, what I'm saying, soul searching about
this transgender thing and mental illness being involved. And I brought up a few instances to Laverne.
Right.
And then I thought of another one today of people that I knew. Who had psychotic disorders, and at times they would dress up like women
Right.
I forgot about it, right? It was like something I put out of my mind.
Right.
Yeah. And most of these people have a pretty severe mental illness.
Coffee, Jim?
Let me ask Melissa something. Melissa, let's say you got a person. You're in a store, right, Melissa? You're in a store, right?
Yeah.
And you have a man who's going through the transition to be a woman, and he's sitting there breastfeeding a child. And you can see that he's a man.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe they want to go through the experience.
You mean pretending
of that.
To breastfeed? Okay.
You know, back in the day, that the guys, they want the guys to feel like the women, and they give them fake breasts, and they can actually. There are things that you could. They give them the fake tits, not the fake, but a bra or something, and they can. Breastfeed the kid
feeding.
To bond with the child. Remember that?
Okay.
Am I the only one that remembers that?
Okay.
No,
is there
no
more than bottle feeding. But it's a simulacrum of breastfeeding. It's like using a bottle.
I'm just saying that there was a therapy session way back in the 80s and 90s. Help me out. But for men, it was a therapy session. For men to bond with the baby, they gave them the fake breast. It's a bra or something.
Okay, so
help me
I
out.
See this in the grocery store. Okay.
Right.
It's obviously
so you see
man.
That, and he wants he's transitioning to a woman, but he wants the full effect of okay, I got the fake breast, so I can milk what has the milk of the baby's milk in it, and he's breastfeeding.
Yeah. Right.
What do you do? What do you do?
Well, women should be discreet when they do that.
Pat, you just kind of took what I was a little bit. You brought that up. No woman would usually walk around, am I correct, Pat, Laverne, with their breast exposed in the grocery store.
I have seen it.
Walking around shopping and feeding a baby. Well,
I have seen
one
thing I got to admit, when I was growing up, it was not that uncommon for me to see a woman breastfeeding in public. I mean, it wasn't rampant, but you would see it. But the women always tried to be, they didn't expose anything more than what the baby needed to get to. They would try to conceal as much of it as possible while the baby suckled.
Yeah. It's something
that's right.
That,
or put a
blanket. Yeah.
A little blanket over the head of the kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't see much.
But
you knew they were breastfeeding in public, and no one was discomfited by it because it was very discreet.
I understand, but let's just say you have a the guy, you can still tell he's a guy, but he's going through the transgender, and he wants the experience of it, and you see that.
Well, he's mentally ill.
That's
weird. That's so weird.
He's mentally ill, Brian. We got to keep saying that.
Maybe.
He is.
Maybe, but you know what? It's going to happen. Don't think it won't.
All right, Brian, you know what I'm looking at right now? I'm looking at a posting on a social media website, and I'm not exactly sure what actual sex of this person is, but this person's got pinkish hair, a COVID mask, a tactical plate carrier vest with magazine pouches in the front, an AR-15 pistol, kind of decked out with a red dot sight and a laser light flashlight on it. A handgun in a holster, a pink shirt, red, pink, and white flag behind it. And the caption on the picture is, now they're holding this AR-47, finger off the trigger, muzzle down, and looking at you quite determinedly. And it says, kill Christ cucks, behead Christ cucks, roundhouse kick a Christ cuck into the concrete. Slam dunk a Christ cuck baby into the trash can. Crucify filthy Christ cucks. Defecate in a Christ cucks food. Launch Christ cucks into the sun. # Trans Day of Vengeance, which, by the way, is coming up on, of all days, April Fool's Day next week.
Okay.
These people are I'm talking about not only the mentally ill, but the violently mentally ill who will be used as stormtroopers by these transgender activist Führers.
Wow.
Now, we better realize it. Now, I don't know how big a threat it will be. If you look at the numbers of transgender shooters in the last 5 months, there's been 5 of them. Now, in a group that may be 0.5% of the population, oh, hell, I'll double it. 1% of the population. To have that many people represented as transgender shooters is a little bit alarming because it is wildly disproportionate to any other group in the United States.
Can I say something before you yell anymore?
The thing is that
you're
wait a minute, everybody.
Wait.
We got a special guest in the studio. Wait a minute. Hello, Mr. Stan Lee. Welcome to the studio.
Hey, Mr. Brian.
Hey,
beautiful. Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
Brian,
the
voice of
reason has finally come to the studio. Thank God.
I told you, Brian, the craziness was going to happen if we accepted what the transgender ship. You see the craziness? I blame society for what happened yesterday, because society accepted that we basically didn't say to those people, no, you're a man who's trying to become a woman. You cannot be a man trying to become a woman. You have a mental issue. We need to fix you. You need to go see a psychologist. No way. A trans woman is a man. A trans man is a woman, period. There's no way you're a woman. There's no way you're a man. And it's society that accepted to tell them it's okay. And look what happened now. Look at them. And now they're acting like if you dare. I heard a little bit of the manifesto, and I heard a little bit about the trans group, basically. They're saying that they're going to fight against us because we dare tell them we don't want you to convert our kids. We don't want them to touch our kids with a drag show. They're coming for us, Brian. I told you. If it was society, you should have never opened that door.
Stanley,
Stanley,
what happens if I said to you, I love you as a brother, what happens if I said to you next week, you know what, I have had a lot of women, but you know what, I feel like a woman. I ate enough pussy that I'm really, you know, I'm bloated. So what happens if I said to
Stanley,
you, my friend?
As your brother, as your friend, I would have to tell you the truth. I love you very much, Brian. But you're not.
Yeah.
You will never be a woman. Period. You're a man.
But how about
I'm sorry
you?
That you, feel
you
that
and
way.
I will go.
Let me try to help you. Let me try to get a psychologist. And let me try to get somebody that's going to help you.
But are you going to hang with
me?
Are you
going
to go to the movie? But if I wore a dress, Stanley, yeah. if I wore a dress, would you go to the movies with me?
You're still my brother, but I will tell you that you never will be a man. That's pure.
But I'm saying I want to be a woman. Would you hold my purse?
You could dress. No. You could dress as much as you want, but do not be confused that if you decide to dress yourself as a woman, that means you're a woman. You're offending women. Women should be offended.
Okay. But would you walk around with me in public? Would you go to the movies with me if I said my name is Brianna and Stanley, you and I have lipstick on and I have a long wig? Would you go with me to the movies and we see a Marvel movie?
I will respect you to calling you your name of Brianna, but I will not respect you by going to your delusion and you coming to me now. I'm a woman. No, I will never tell you that. I will always tell you the truth. You are a man dressed up as a woman, and you will die as a man, and you will live as a man. You were born as a man, and you will die as a man.
Would you give me a kiss when it gets dark in a theater?
No.
Oh,
you're
still
my brother. No, no. No.
Hey, Brian, you want to hear what the organizers of the Trans Day of Vengeance are saying?
Yes.
Here's what they're saying, Brian. We need more than visibility. Trans Day of Vengeance. Note the word vengeance. Vernichtungstag. Sturmwaffe. You know, that's what the Nazis called their V weapons, the V1 and the V2. Versnichtung. Right. Anyway, stop transgenocide.
But aren't we a little, but all of us are.
Wait a minute,
I
hold
understand.
On now. April 1st.
Okay, okay, sorry. Okay, I got you.
Go ahead. Wear a mask, bring a buddy. You know what they consider genocide? They consider the efforts to treat mentally ill people who are at war with normal parts of their body. They consider the fact that to minimize that number is genocide. That's what they say. They think they need to increase their numbers. So if you make someone mentally secure with their very own bodies and no longer desire to be something that biologically they're not, they consider that to be genocide. That's why
they said about homosexuality being normal. But you know what, Sarge? Let me tell you something. That's the same thing they said about black people dating white girls way back in the day. That's the same argument about
a man goes with a woman.
I understand where you're going, but I'm just saying, a man and a woman. White people are saying that's the end of our race. That you have a black man dating a white woman, it's an abomination. They thought the same thing was an abomination.
Transgenders are not a race.
But what I'm trying to say is you still have the same terminology about
it's the same thing. If you want to really stretch a concept beyond recognition, I suppose. Sarge, do you believe this?
Do you believe this? And some black women think this way. Do you believe they see a nice-looking black man with a so-so white woman, you know, average-looking white woman, the average black woman will think he's there, she's there for the dick. Now, we do the same thing. If it's an old guy with a young girl, we say she's in it for the money. We cannot say that she's in love with the guy or whatever. There's a reason for it. And they used to say the same thing. To this day, they would think something, that white woman is in it for, you know, girls usually do this. Guys don't, but women will say, you know what she
got. I'm very familiar with this phenomenon in
what
black
do you think?
Women, and I think it's largely because they're insecure.
Well, okay.
That's what
I love about
my wife. She had no such insecurities. She was absolutely happy with herself and absolutely at home with herself. And she regularly told me that based upon that thing and the women that she knew that felt that way, she said they were insecure.
And, you know, when me and Cindy walk down the street, Cindy's white. When me and Cindy walk down the street, these women are thinking I'm giving it to her good. And guess what? They're right.
I love it when he does that.
I'm banging her like a drum, baby.
Oh, my God. I wanted to say to you that I thought that the picture that you put on your marquee today, that you looked very handsome.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you did.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
Yeah.
Which one was that? Okay. I put it. Well, thank you so
it's
much.
It's a picture. You're sitting. I think he's got sunglasses on, but it looked good. You look good.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa never
You're
says
welcome.
That to me, ever. She never says that to me. That's nice. Thank you. That's a great
You're
compliment.
Welcome.
But, Brian.
I show Laverne, and she goes, what's wrong with your neck?
Yeah, you look like Jim Jones.
Nothing positive. What's wrong with your neck? You got a goiter. Okay.
Hey, man, can I come to your Jonestown and hang out with you?
You know what? I would love for all of us to go into a cabin. Can we survive one weekend? I know.
I can't believe that I'm on the same page with these two, but I really am. I really am.
Are you really?
This is to me a phenomenon that we are seeing something none of us ever have.
Phenomenon.
We have men that think they're women.
Right.
And women that think they're men.
But we always had it. Even back in the early acting days.
You're being crazy. No.
I'm not. In the early acting days, there wasn't enough women in acting, so a lot of men would go on drag and be. But I was going back to Sodom and Gomorrah.
One thing, Brian, being in drag is one thing.
Right.
But really believing you are a different sex and acting it out, come on.
But do you think – okay, Stanley, let me – okay, Melissa, I'm going to ask Stanley.
Wait.
Do you think
– I want to add I want to add to what Beautiful said and everything. That's one issue. And the other issue, also Beautiful, is that those people or trans women or trans men, they want us to accept them to become trans women, to act like if a trans woman comes in front of me, I'm supposed to say you are a woman. And if a trans man comes in front of me, I'm supposed to act like you're a man. They're asking society and me to accept it. That's where they're pushing. Also Beautiful.
I don't even know what to say. This baffles me, and Laverne knows that it does, because I was on the phone chewing her ear off about it. But and sometimes I even, and I'm not stupid, but I can't wrap my head around this.
And Beautiful, do you
know
that they're trying to change
the definition?
Can I give
a psychological kind of explanation for this?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, these kids grow up feeling not valued or feeling like if they were another sex, they'd be accepted better. Or they really think they're in the wrong body. Now, that does happen. I thought I should have been a guy when I was 20 or so. If transgender was a thing back then, I probably would have done it. But I found out later that I really am me, you know. But I when I was younger, I wasn't attracted to women's stuff. I wasn't attracted to women's professions. You know, I tried to go to school for things, and they said, no, we're not going to take you because nobody will hire you because you're a chick. It was very frustrating, right? And I think some of these people have a lot of issues, a lot of psychological issues that are not tied up with the gender thing, but it turns into a gender thing, either through parental problems or psychological problems they've experienced through schooling or through friends or through internet, you know. Quite honestly, I think it is a thing, but it doesn't have to be followed through on. Like, if a guy wants to look female, well, then shave and wear a dress. Who cares?
Right.
You know, who
Should
really
we accept
cares?
It? Okay, that's a good point.
I mean,
Danny's question. Stanley's saying we are forced to accept it.
I agree with what you are saying. Who cares? But do not push your ideology to me. That's the if you don't want to dress as a woman yes, they are. There's a lot of places that are saying I'm a trans woman. I'm a woman. They're pushing it to it. Yeah, I know a lot of trans women say now I'm a woman. I'm like no. You're a trans woman who's a man biologically. Do not you will never be a woman. Period. You can dress up as much as you want. You can do whatever you want. They're pushing that agenda. They're even trying to change the definition of woman in the dictionary. That you could feel you are a woman. Any day of the week, you could feel. I could feel I'm a woman. Go ahead, Beautiful.
Laverne told me that the cisgender is that a heterosexual woman? Is that what that is?
Yeah. Exactly. You're a cisgender woman. And
so
I'm a
now they've given us an identity, which we've always
had.
And they say that there are more women than we are.
Exactly. Cisgender is basically...
I don't get it.
Cisgender is basically... It's basically the if you do any operation and biologically you're a man or a woman, you're called a cisgender man or a cisgender woman. That's how they define
it.
I don't like that, too. I'm like, you're never going to define me. I'm a man. And Beautiful, you're a woman, period. And I'm going to put me in a cisgender whatever.
Did you ever look up the all the prefixes for the sexual things?
There's a lot.
23 or whatever there was. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Look, I think people that want to dress in the opposite sexes dress patterns, that's not necessarily a sign of mental illness. That's more like a fetish, okay? I'm not concerned all that much about that. This transgenderism is something relatively new, at least in the scale it's being presented, and profoundly disturbing. I cannot overemphasize my belief in the belief of many others. It is a mental illness. It needs to be confronted as such.
But
it does not
it,
need
you
to
know,
be
you
celebrated.
But
it
Sarge,
needs to
you
be minimized.
But Sarge, you mentioned fetish. You know, I mean, I understand what you're saying.
I'm not worried about fetishes,
people,
man. That's your thing. It's not what I think is irrelevant.
But you know, there's
mine.
Lifestyles. There's
but
lifestyles that a lot of
public policy here, Brian.
I understand,
public
but Sarge, would you agree with me?
Fit.
I agree, Sarge. But would you agree with me that there's a lot of lifestyles we don't feel comfortable with? I'm not going
to
say agree with.
Didn't
what
I just say that a minute ago, Brian? Your fetishes
yeah.
are your own business. They're not mine.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. But I happen to agree with you guys. I happen to agree. There's something wrong inside of you, some chemical imbalance inside of you that you feel that you are uncomfortable with who you are and that you think being another sex is going to make you whole for some way, but it's just going to create more
problems.
And
you want to medically mutilate what you have that works
that's
normally.
The word. That's the word. But see, when we go into I can't even say it, but when we...
Mutilation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When we do that, some people think
mutilation.
Circumcision is a part, is a sign of, you know, mutilation.
Mutilation.
I
do, too.
I,
yeah.
I think it's an unnecessary...
There are advantages surgery. Of circumcision that are not attendant with transgender mutilation.
Yes.
Well,
there
are
no
advantages
to
with
it.
Circumcision that you obtain as far as health care and cleanliness. I cannot think of a single medical benefit to transgenderism, especially when you add in puberty blockers and hormones that are
yes.
literally at war with the other natural substances in your body.
I happen to agree, but I have to play devil's advocate because these are people. The suicide rate for transgenders are very high. But I'm a person.
Go ahead, Brian.
It's been a long time.
Mr. Brian, the problem I have in everything, I'm hearing everything, when people are going to Congress and Congress people are asking questions like, can a man become pregnant, and women are saying yes in front of Congress? In front of the meeting and everything, and they're saying, yes, men can get
well,
pregnant?
Well, you know what, Stanley? They could say they can because they used to be a woman. Then they're dressing like a man thinking they're a man but still have a uterus. This is how these people are thinking.
I see it on my Facebook all the time.
Man has babies.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
When you're transgender and you change over to a man, they leave that opening to the uterus or not?
Well, some people don't have the full surgery. You know?
Oh,
or
crap.
You know what they do?
So
they can slice the penis.
Then.
There's a procedure that I heard. Now I don't know if it's correct. Correct me if I'm wrong. That they can slice the penis. Again, I'm not doing a medical thing.
Oh my
God. And they make a vagina. No, and they make
yeah.
a vagina out of it.
I know.
I mean, it is
a
medical
They use
right.
the testicles, and they literally, like, turn them in. But
exactly.
But what I'm saying, in the end, the person that had the baby had been born a female,
right.
but had taken some, you know, grown some beard and had a man's haircut and had their breasts removed.
Right,
but
right.
they kept their vagina and uterus.
Yeah.
So it's
but
really
you don't...
a woman having a baby.
But Melissa, you brought something up, but I want to ask you.
Cats aren't going to give birth to monkeys.
Yeah, but I want to. But I want to ask you something, Melissa, because you are a forward-thinking lady. You are. You're a logical-thinking lady, but you also are attracted to the different kind of way of people's lives, and you get educated, and you're very educated.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about a parent? Has an 8-year-old kid, and we're talking California, that says they want to be they want to transgender to a different sex. Now, do you think that parents should be locked up and saying, okay? And do you think the counselor should be locked up saying we could do it? Do you think the doctor should be locked up and say, let's get some steroids and let's do the procedure?
No, I think it's absolutely disgusting and abuse to the child. I think it's abuse.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't we talk about medically what occurs, Brian? And then we can make public policy based upon what we understand occurs when these things happen to minors, not adults, minors still under the custody of their parents. Here's what
I think they should have to wait until they're 18 to make that decision.
I agree.
Let's talk about what happens. Because a lot of people aren't aware of what happens in these transformations. That's what's so sad about it. They don't know the science. They always talk about follow the science. Well, if they knew the science, maybe they wouldn't be so enthusiastic. Here's what happens. Wait a minute. Here's what happens when they do it. When they introduce cross-sex hormones, permanent changes occur. If a biological girl regrets the decision and she wants to stop taking testosterone, the extra body and facial hair will stay. Her clitoral engorgement, her deepened voice, even the masculinization of her features, has her skull changes, literally. Now, when you get these big doses of testosterone, you got to maintain them. And if you eliminate the testosterone, it doesn't bring them back to where they started. There are pains that come with it. Vinyl atrophy is a problem. There are muscle aches, crampings due to endometriosis, increased sweating, moodiness, aggression. The long-term effects, heightened rates of diabetes, stroke, blood clots, cancer, and heart disease. Mortality risk increases. Now, these are things that we can readily observe, and these should definitely affect public policy.
Well, speaking of that, we're talking about the shooter and transgender, and this is very interesting from the baby. It says its name is Audrey Elizabeth Hale. That's the person's name. That's the given name. They said when she was born, Hale was an illustrator and graphic designer who used he, him pronouns according to the police, so identified as a he, and then would not answer as a she. Police said Hale was a transgender, and they initially identified him by his birth name and gender, which Hale did not like. Going back to Mr. Stanley. Now, I don't know why we are threatened by transgenders. Some people say it's none of our business. It doesn't affect us. So why are we so uptight about that?
Because I'm
Brian,
going
Brian,
to
Brian,
you
give
me, Brian.
Go ahead, beautiful.
There's
they
a new
are
reason.
Not going to rewrite our science, who we are. They are not going
exactly.
to. I don't believe this is what is going
Brian.
On. They're trying to rewrite things.
Here are the two reasons
how
that concern me, Brian. I want you to listen to their objective reasons, not because I may hate them, dislike them, or hold them in contempt. Here are the reasons for me. For one, with regard to minors, such things should be utterly prohibited unless you can show a direct medical necessity, which is almost never. That's number one. Number two, the idea that you cannot have an opinion about it without being censored in some way, that you are required to accept things even when they contravene your First Amendment religious beliefs. These are the things that concern me. It's not a matter of style or culture or anything else for me. That's your business. But with those two things, those are absolutes for me, and if you try to cross them, I intend to fight you to the bitter end.
And for me, the problem is you could dress up as much as you want as a woman, as a man, but I will never accept you forcing society or forcing me to accept you to become a woman, to accept you that because you're a trans woman, that I now have to call you a woman. You will never be a woman in my eyes. And or if you're a trans man, that now I have to consider you as a man. You will never be a man as I. And second of all, when it comes to the kid, let the kid live. Please let them live and everything. You have so much kids had to learn and everything from 3 years old to all the way to 12. Please let them live. They have no reason to learn about that. They have no reason to go to drag show that has some sexual thing. I never went to any drag show when I was a kid. I never knew all those things. What happened to going back to the basics of teaching our kids to know how to read and write and how to count? We have a problem. There's a lot of kids who don't even know how to read it around. Now we're bringing down to drag king, and some kids are confused. All those things should be out. Like I said, do not expect society to accept you being trans, a woman or never, and don't accept us for telling you that it's okay, you're a woman. No, you're not. You're a trans woman, but you will always be a man. You're a trans man, you will always be a woman, period. If they would just do this, then we would have no problem. But they're trying to change society, like Beautiful is saying. That's the problem.
And, Brian, we have a neo-Marxist movement that's using this transgender activist movement as a stalking horse to inhibit our liberty. Damn it, that bothers me more than anything else.
You're absolutely positive about this.
Mm-hmm. No doubt whatsoever. I've studied their writings. I am utterly certain of it.
Okay.
I have another subject to bring up about the school shooting problems we're having. A lot of people, I was listening to a lot of podcasts about this, think that we should be able to, or an option is to hire retired police officers to be at the schools. What do you guys think of that?
What, as like as security guards?
Basically armed guards.
Yeah, I
agree.
I can see that working.
I agree.
Yeah.
If we have enough money, Beautiful, to send money to Ukraine to do those things, how come we don't use all that money to basically have security in all
yeah.
the public schools? If we have enough money to send Ukraine, should we protect our own kids?
Yeah.
Well, because we're not a military state.
Oh, but we're becoming that.
Well, we have to really, you know, some people have to take a breath, step back. This is not, and the politicians have to shut the fuck
Brian,
up, especially the Democrats.
You've got two granddaughters.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I raised them.
Okay.
You got two beautiful. Yes.
Yep. I've got actually, yeah, okay.
You got actually four or five.
Are you afraid for those little girls?
No.
Okay.
I am not, because we have to step back. It doesn't happen, when I was a kid.
But we have stepped back. No. If you look at the statistics, do you know what's going on all over the country today? People are calling in fake calls all over the country in schools. All over the country.
Oh, well, that
Did
always
you know
happens. That always happens.
Yeah, but I know this crazy shot out the
okay.
doors of this.
I guess my background is this, Melissa, and the reason I said no.
Yeah.
When I was a child,
yes,
5, 6 years old, I used to watch TV with my mother, and she would watch the news. And it was, as a child, it was tragedy. You know what I mean? This girl killed. This one was murdered. But it was a lot of racism at the time, too. Black man this,
yeah,
black man that. You know, dogs, another person. You know, and a lot of it was racism against black people. I'm not that old, trust me. But anyway, so I asked my mother, and it bothered me because that's all I saw for an hour. They kept rerunning it, a dog bites a black man or whatever. So I started to form an opinion that white people were evil, white people were devils, and that they were coming for us because that's all the images I saw in the news. And so I asked my mother, that's all I saw. That's all I saw, you know.
We have security forces guarding our nuclear facilities. We have security forces guarding warehouses where goods are kept. We have security forces guarding public buildings. We have security forces guarding any number of things. Are not our children an asset equally worthy of the same sort of protection?
No. I think we're falling into that's a dangerous line. No.
Are they not worthy of an equal level of protection?
No, I mean, all kids are worthy of protection, but the way we got to step in and finish the story. No, I don't agree. I agree that they should have some kind of center. they should have, you know, in a school, they should have some kind of security center, like somebody's monitoring something. I could go with that, a security guard monitoring the doors and everything 24, and they have a button that they figure that somebody was suspicious that they can automatically lock the doors like it's a security system.
Yeah, but she blew glass out of the door.
I know, and you can't stop that. My point of it is, and the story that I was saying is that I asked my mother, I said, this is horrible, this is this and this. And she just said, you know why it makes the news, baby? And I go, why? Because it doesn't happen every day. It only, these are oddities that happen and makes the news. What I am trying to say is, we have 138 school shootings this year. I think that was the number. I'm not quite sure.
Such a big deal about this just because it's transgender?
Because it's political.
We went through that before with the Texas one.
I don't think we should put lock the kids down, and it's a military thing. Put metal detectors up in all schools. Security guards, protecting them while they eat lunch. I think we're getting into shaky and dangerous ground as a lockdown military state because we're so afraid of our children. It doesn't happen that often. It doesn't. This is an oddity. This is an oddity.
The White House promised that this will be making a big deal out of it. Yes or no?
I'm sorry?
But, Brian...
If a white supremacist had done this, would we be making a big deal out of it, yes or no?
Not as much.
Yes,
that's
we would have been even bigger.
Well,
Joe Biden would be sending
the
Department
murdered,
of Justice
right?
task force down to Nashville right now.
Okay, but Serge, just devil's advocate here. Who was killed by this white person? Was it black people or white?
There was one black person killed, but it wasn't racial. It was done by a mentally ill person who doesn't think normal people, heterosexual people, accept them as being normal. We believe they're mentally ill, and they don't like that.
Do you think a person who poses with a baseball bat to a black man who's a district attorney because he may be indicted is mentally ill?
Yeah.
He didn't do that. That's a lie. That was someone else that did it. And he didn't put that up on True Social. Someone else did that. He was doing a promotion from American Manufacturing.
That's what he said.
And he was holding a baseball bat. Somebody took the picture up and made a meme. Stop it, Brian.
But
he didn't do it.
Sorry to get it worked up. I was going.
You'll call for anything, won't you?
We could take a vote on it because Trump just had a rally. I mean, we have our feeling about the transgender. I think we talked it out, and I don't think we can go any further with it. But switching to, we only got like a half an hour left. But isn't there something wrong with Donald Trump? I mean, I don't know. Did any of you guys see the rally? He had a rally in Waco, Texas.
Well,
he had an interview with Hannity, I think, after that. Did you guys see the interview?
Yeah, I saw it.
Now Hannity was trying to help him, but he couldn't be helped. Hannity asked him about the docs, and so Hannity kind of set him up and say, you know, everybody has it and blah blah blah, and I don't think you. Hannity actually said it. I don't think you intentionally took the docs, knowing that it was classified. Donald Trump says, and I love this about him. Yeah, I took it. Why not? Hannity was trying to tell him, let's go to a commercial. Yeah.
You didn't listen to his explanation, as I knew you would.
Here it is right here.
What he said, he explained the mechanism of the Presidential Records Act, because presidents regularly take classified documents, and when they're discovered to have done so, the mechanism of the Presidential Records Act kicks in, and negotiations between the archivist and the president thereupon ensue. If they cannot reach a resolution, it is then submitted to a court for determination as to what should be returned to the archives. If the president doesn't comply with the court order, only then, can contempt charges be levied against the president. Other than there isn't even a criminal penalty attached to it.
I'm just saying.
And that's what Donald Trump did explain.
I'm just saying people make fun of
Biden. I saw the interview, Brian. You're not going to gaslight me.
Okay. I won't play it. Stanley doesn't want to hear it, and I'm sure everybody doesn't hear it. It's funny.
Mr. Bryan,
you're saying that's funny. Is it as funny of what Mr. President Biden did as soon as the shooting happened, and he was talking about chocolate cake or chocolate? What are you talking about? I ate chocolate vanilla.
Stanley, chocolate chip ice cream.
Chocolate chip ice cream. When there was a shooting, I eat chocolate chip ice cream and everybody blasted with him. What was that, Brian?
You know what? We don't have many choices here in the U.S. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just saying, I make fun of the Democrats as much as I make fun of the Republicans. That when there's ridiculous, it's ridiculous.
Can't you report the events accurately? You know, if the president declassified the materials before he left the White House and he took them, and the archives think they should have the documents back, even if they're declassified, they have a right to ask for them back. They are government documents, but they're supposed to negotiate and get them back.
They tried.
The law,
yeah,
man.
I think it's suspicious.
Yes.
I didn't write the law.
Don't blame me for it.
I'm just saying, looking on the outside, let's say I'm from another planet, which I am, and I've been sending notes to my family in Ork.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, beep.
Laverne knows what I just said, and it'd be censored on Black Talk if they knew exactly what I said. She understands me. What I'm saying, if you look at Trump face value, some of the things that come out of his mouth is like, I can't believe I'm hearing this. I can't believe that they're going to indict me. I want all the protesters to go out there and protest that they're going to indict me. It's like, who? Why would, if somebody was going to indict you, and it's not, we're not criminally putting you on trial yet, you're just being indicted, why would you send out a mass protest to get people to protest about indicting? What is that going to do? You think that AJ's going to, the district attorney's going to say, wow, all these people who are protesting don't want Trump indicted. Well, I think I'm not going to indict him. I mean, what, this guy, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with Trump. Yeah.
I had some pause when I heard that, Brian. I'm not going to lie to you. I did have a little pause. I said, look, no matter how corrupt these bastards are, still the legal system and the rule of law still prevailed. But Trump didn't tell anybody to prevent the process from going forward. He said, wouldn't have been sued to protest. Because no president in the history of the United States has ever been treated as badly as this man has with the corrupt deep state apparatus at the power of the Democrats in this manner. It has never happened before. It is singularly unprecedented. So in this respect, I don't blame him, even though I had to think twice about it before I would say something like this. It is FISA warrants based on no corroborable information, and they admitted that they didn't, and they renewed four of them to surveil him in the most secure possible venue you're supposed to have to ensure that you don't do that kind of thing. That's just the beginning.
But do you think it's fair,
like
Sarge, that
whistleblowers who come forward under anonymity to try to make some kind of case about a phone call with a foreign leader when he is asking for assistance in accordance with the treaty that the United States negotiated with Ukraine in 1994 under Bill Clinton. And they tried to impeach him over it.
I've never seen
anything like this.
Do
you have any
ears?
sorry. You got to let other people talk, man.
How long was I talking? I timed myself. 1:25 You just don't like what I have to say.
I'm just saying, Sarge.
Sarge, you need a drink. Take a drink. You're floating strong.
Yeah,
well,
you're
I'm not. I'm not filibustering. You know I don't do that, Brian. I don't filibuster.
But, Sarge, you got to admit that him going after the governor of Florida and calling him a pizza boy, and he hasn't even declared that he wants to even run yet, and going after him, saying he was nothing, and he has tears in his eyes and say, please help me. And he's, you got to admit that's wrong. You got to admit that. Why? Why you
would
do
that? I got to admit what now? I got to admit what?
You have to admit that Trump going after DeSantos in Florida? I can't remember how to pronounce his name right. And he's attacking him and called him a pizza boy.
Okay, Brian, that was ill-advised. But what do you want to do? You want to shoot him? Yes, you probably do. Let me take that away. No, it was ill-advised. And you know what? Hillary Clinton made a few ill-advised moves in her campaign, too. They all do. I'll forgive him for it. Especially if they get together at the end of the day.
Okay, I'm asking you and Stanley, should Trump be indicted for breaking the law?
No, not based on any evidence I've seen thus far. If there's some new evidence that would maybe change my mind, show it to me.
From the outside looking in, I'd say yes.
And like I said, I agree with Sarge and everything. If there's evidence that shows that he did break the law, then, yeah, he should be indicted and everything. But the problem is, Brian, if you do that, you're bringing a president for every other president. So you think, like I said, remember when I said Republicans are going to go tit for tat. So if you're going to go against a president, a Republican president, and basically tell him we're going to go to jail, you think Republicans are not going to do the same way? They're going to go after Biden the same way. They're going to say, you did that, we're going to do this. It'll never be the same. In that case,
but we do have laws.
You know?
I think they should. And if he's not guilty, he's not guilty. But what that would do is bring new respect
Jeopardy.
To our system.
But Brian, what was the respect when Bill Clinton did what he did? What was the respect when George Bush
did what he did? About having sex with
Monica?
What do you think is the strongest of the pending cases against Donald Trump right now, which one do you think is the strongest against him?
January 6th. And yes, Stanley, I did hear you.
Yeah.
January 6th is the one that's the strongest. Here's my prediction, and then we'll move on.
And they got special counsel looking into it. And so far, there's been no leaks, so maybe they're doing a good job of at least doing the investigation, right?
Well, here's what he said something. Kellyanne Conway, she was with him in the beginning. So Kellyanne Conway is going through a divorce. It's the worst divorce she ever been through. Anybody going to divorce is really bad.
Wait, Kellyanne Conway is getting a divorce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
She's getting a divorce. I think she waited till the kid was in college. Huh?
She's getting a divorce for the process of George Kelly. Wow, because I thought those two
I think they
working,
waited.
Even though,
but what happened was the kid got involved. The kid got involved, and so she stepped out of the campaign. And I think the kid is in college now. So this is where you know what I mean. I think this is where she's saying it's time for me to to leave.
Okay. You think it's because the kid's in college, so now she can say the truth and say, I don't want you at all. Oh,
right. Right. It was a hardcore. But what Trump said was unnecessary. Trump says, it's about time she get rid of that ugly loser. I mean, this is the former president of the United States. Called him an ugly loser. The guy's gross. He's using these words. The guy was gross.
Five million illegal aliens over the border, okay? Yeah, he ain't perfect. Now, what do you know about this Jack Smith and the special counsel investigating January 6th?
I don't know much about it. I'm not up on it. I wish I could speak of it.
Well, I believe that's what you're referring to a moment ago when I asked you what do you think the strongest legal case against him.
Oh, okay,
because that may very well be.
Yeah.
But I don't know, but it's been, they've really, he's really kept a tight a rein on it, like you're supposed to. Grand jury proceedings are supposed to be secret, so we don't know much about what he has found out or what evidence he's got.
I'm going to ask you a simple question, you and Stanley, because I know Stanley's not here most of the time, and so I'm going to feed you guys some red meat. I got to feed the meat. Here you go. I'm feeding you. I'm feeding you. Right, my little huckleberry? Go ahead and eat up. Eat up. Eat up. I'm feeding you. And here's the food. What do you think about Rupert Murdoch turning against Trump and calling him Bat Boy and a deranged psychopath in the newspaper? And told the news that we want Trump off the air.
I mean, he runs a news organization, not a Trump organization. And if that's what he thinks about Donald Trump, that's his business. I don't have to agree with it, though, do I?
Well, it's Fox News.
And don't forget, he said it over Discovery. So, Brian, if we're going to have that case, I would love to hear the Discovery on MSNBC and CNN. And I'm sure they would say bad things about Mr. Biden if they were put in Discovery also. A lot of people
Some way to explain why Fox News doesn't cover certain things that maybe they ought to be covering, especially with regard to FBI agitation and deep state activities that may have prompted some of the rioting on January the 6th.
Like I said, I have no problem of Fox News being against Mr. Trump and everything because they don't like him. But if we're going to have that same way, how come we don't have the message of MSNBC or CNN? What do you think about Mr. Biden? How come we don't have that, Brian?
Because they're in the tank for him. But look, I think that might explain a lot of things about Fox News coverage lately.
Yeah.
Rupert Murdoch's antipathy for Donald Trump. But that's his business. And he can have his news outfit cover whatever he wants them to cover and forbid them to cover whatever he doesn't want to cover. But believe me, when I start to see trends, I tend not to be fooled.
Well, here it's coming from Kelly. We're talking about Kellyanne Conway's daughter. And here's what she has to say about Trump's indictment. Here she is. This is according to Newsweek on 3/20. So that was like 8 days ago. Here's what she has to say about his indictment. Coming right from her mouth. Here we go. Now, I hope they don't play the music. Oh, I hate when they do that. They're not talking about it. They're just playing. Basically, the daughter roasted Trump, called him an idiot, and he's lame, and this and this and this. And this is, I can understand that Kellyanne Conway had a problem with her daughter because she is an anti-Trump. It says, Kellyanne Conway's estranged husband. Why do they always use the word estranged? Anyway, George Conway and daughter Claudia Conway have mocked former President Donald Trump on Twitter. And Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is reportedly set to press criminal charges against Trump. The indictment would be in relation to an alleged 2016 campaign finance violation involving hush money payments to adult porn star Stormy Daniels.
You don't really want to talk about that pathetic case Fat Alvin Bragg got going in New York City, do you? Because I'd love to have that discussion any day of the week.
Well,
we're still talking about Stormy, Brian.
We're still talking about it.
I'd love to have this discussion, Brian. If you want to have it, let's go at it, baby.
Well, here's one of Stormy Daniels' movies. You guys want to hear it? Go ahead.
Yeah, wait up. One second. Didn't she have a lawyer that went to prison because of her? Michael Avenatti didn't go to prison because of her?
Yeah, he did, didn't he? Well, he tried to rip her off, and I think he stole a lot of money from her. And I don't know if it was her.
Did he stole $150 million to Nike?
Yeah.
And that's why he went to prison?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he went to prison for defrauding a lot of clients. I mean, the guy was a scumbag.
He was. He was an opportunist. He saw it. All right. Can I set it up?
And didn't tell me that he was going to be the next choice? Has become president.
They were all in for him. They were waxing orgasmic about it over there at The View. He's going to be the next. He's got the goods on Trump. He's going to be the next. It was so funny in retrospect. It is hilarious listening to them crazy hens over there. God.
I want to set this up, and tell me if anybody's against this. We talk about Stormy Daniels. We know that she's introduced. I mean, you can. I have not yet heard news organization ever just call her by her name. They always have to have the title, porn actress. It always follows it. She's associated with it.
Yeah, you
know, so I'm curious. So here's one of her movies. Here's one of her movies. I've never seen it before. It's called Black Widow. I want to see if she's a good actress and who she is. And I'm in the entertainment industry. So we can decide.
Wait. Black Widow? Like the Black Widow of DC Marvel?
I saw one of them, man. She ain't all that talented now.
Exactly.
She ain't all that talented, believe me.
She may be an Oscar-worthy woman. Yes, Melissa.
No, I'm laughing. I said,
Oh, well, let's just see. Let's
but
have
I'm
an open mind.
No, she is a hardcore double X, triple X porn actress. Ain't no doubt whatsoever based
on
the movie that I
don't know.
If that's her in a movie,
well,
the damn show look like her.
I know, but
believe
I'm probably watched everything
all
she ever made.
No, I have not. This is first time. It's called Black Widow. And it's audio. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Seen the video, Brian. Trust me.
She is
a hardcore triple X born
actor.
You
saw
the video of Black Widow?
Yeah, the jury's in. Here we go. Here's the audio of it. And let's see what kind of actress she is. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Stormy Daniels as a hot... Let's see how it sounds. Okay, wait a minute. Here we go. We're going to play this.
It was completely going my way.
Okay. That's it? Hold on. They won't let me play.
$69 U.S. Special Force.
They won't let me play it. Huh. I guess it was so bootlegged that they took it down. Let me see if I can get another one. Here's Stormy Daniels. Wicked Pictures. She's on a horsey. Yay. Okay, here's Stormy Daniels talk about Donald Trump. You guys don't want to hear that. I wanted to see her movies. The day I spent with Donald Trump.
Before or after she wrote the letter saying that she did not have any sort of sexual relationship with Donald Trump and it signed
right.
it with her name? Which was it, before or after?
I don't know.
She said that in 2018. And she adamantly said she did not have any sexual relations with Donald Trump. So I'm just putting that out there, too. Make of it what you will.
She does have big tits. Guys, what do you think she is? Is she like an F? What do you think?
Oh, she's rather massive, no doubt.
She is massive.
She'd be more than
like
an F because I'm a G. And that's definitely big.
A, B, C. Wait a minute. I got to frame my letters. Hold on. I'm stuck at double D. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Wow. You got like four letters over my triple Ds. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they made
it. No, she's definitely bigger.
Wow. Look at you and your big breasts. Everybody, check it. Look at Pat. I got new respect. No, I don't. Wow, Pat.
Brian, if you want, I can send you the link to one of her movies because a guy sent it to me, one of my colleagues, because he said if you're going to talk about it, you got to at least know what she does. It's about an 8-minute video. I saw it. Ain't no doubt. Looks like her. She's definitely a porn actress. And I ain't seen no porn since 1986 till I saw this here movie.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Here's the story.
I saw the porn about 1986.
You know, I'm a big fan. Okay, I agree. I'm a big fan of two things.
She does couples, triples, and quadruples, and quintuples, too.
But she's a little girl with those big, giant, huge
now,
ass
I can
breasts.
Send you a link if you care to see it for yourself.
No, it's okay. I'll find it. But thank you.
She definitely is it.
I'll take your word for it. You know, I'm a big fan of mascots. I'm a big fan of mascots. They crack me up. I don't know why. I think I'm a child. But when I see a mascot, like a college mascot and the San Diego Chicken, they crack me up. I just laugh my ass off. especially when they fight, when you get the two mascot, one could be a horse, I mean, it could be a duck, and you get a chicken and they're hitting, I'd crack up. It is funny to me. But I'm also a fan of parody. Here's a parody song of Donald Trump. And listen to this. It's to My Fair Lady, So Long Farewell. Here it is. Hold on.
There's a mad soldier branching through the White House's walls. All his tweets are in caps lock too. And up in his nursery every word is absurd. He's lost it and has gone cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
Now friends of me, his MAGA, are trying to compel us to share their views.
Cuckoo.
Fake news. So long, farewell, I'll see this then goodnight. The votes were cast and counted, they were right. So long, farewell, I'll feed a sen adieu. Results came through and lots more states were blue. So long, farewell, au revoir, I'll feed a sen.
I'd like to stay and count those votes again. Yes?
No.
So long, farewell, I'll see the center fight.
You'll leave, we'll heave you out and you will cry. Goodbye. You've got to go, you narcissistic liar. You twitch, our votes were counted, now you're fired.
Good play. But, you know, it's really strange. Oh, Stanley had a drop. I understand. When I start playing things, Stanley drops. I can't believe, I'm going to get off the subject for a little. I can't believe that was actually true. That really happened. You know, My Fair Lady? Not My Fair Lady. What is it? What is it? Come on. What's the name of that? Come on. Help me out, guys.
Dear Tiffany's?
No, no. The Von Trappings, they were real people.
Oh, the Von Trapp
family. The Sound of Music.
Sound of Music, yes. I can't believe that was really true.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like the one about the horses, too. Remember the one about the horses, the Disney movie? The Lippensauer horses?
No, I didn't see that one.
Lippensauer.
Wow.
They were some very famous trained dressage horses in Austria, and they were worried about the Soviet Union coming and invading that part of Austria and getting these horses. So Patton sent the Third Army in to rescue them and get them away from the Reds.
Wow.
And that's literally a true story, and Disney did a movie about it.
They did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, did I mention that in No Kid Hungry and in Child Hunger and these kids were going to school for just get lunch and get something to eat?
Yeah.
They can't shake it. So I'm going to do what I can to send money to them and donation. I will try it. So if you start seeing a lot of new interviews on this show, I have succeeded. If you haven't seen any interviews on this show, I have failed. Because I am donating my work, what I make on videos as far as their personal videos for being on the show, to No Kid Hungry campaign.
What kind of interviews, honey?
I can interview you. You know, just a regular interview. You know what you're doing. If you're an author, your book, you're a psychic, your work. If you're a psychologist, some of the things we would talk about. I'm on the radio. I do have a large audience, and people like to get interviewed. Because amateurs and independent people don't get interviewed that much, but getting interviewed on the radio is a big thing. I'm a big thing.
Yeah. Well, so I think you're going to do well with this, Brian.
I don't know. My heart is in the right place. I'm going to try. I mean, to hear that story and to hear all the, I remember Mr. Solution put me on that thing and says, why don't I talk about black-on-black crime? Well, I can't. I don't want to talk about black-on-black crime because there's nothing. You're not going to stop black-on-black crime. You already got drug dealers going through the neighborhood recruiting kids, and you're not going to stop that. There's nothing I can say. You're not. And I'm sorry that happens, and it's just ridiculous. And it makes me pissed off to even talk about it. And, we talk about don't come at me because I'm going to say something. I know that we're talking about white kids being shot in a Christian school. Three kids. Well, we're not talking about kids 12 years old and everything getting shot every day in Chicago and New York and whatever, and they're black kids killing each other. I mean, we're not up in arms. We almost accept that. That is just part of the hood. And it infuriates me. It infuriates me, so that's why I don't talk about it. But if I can give a kid a Twinkie, I've done a good job.
Brian, I have a question for you.
Can you call me
afterwards? I need to ask you something privately.
Sure. Are you going to show me your recesses?
No.
I
need a better bra to show them to you.
You can just sound up there, Joy. Were you going to grab them too?
Peter Piper, lady.
He probably would if he had the chance.
I know.
And that's what I mean, man. See what I mean?
I haven't seen a G. Give me a break. Have you seen a G? Have you seen a G, Sarge?
Yes.
I've never seen a G.
I think Melissa's
an F. I think Melissa's a double F.
What?
I really do.
No.
Huh?
No. A double F? There's no such thing. That would be a G.
No. There's rumors.
No. What? No.
I'm hung like a gnat. You know how embarrassing it is? We're getting close to the end of the show, but you know the pressure it is for a black man to date a white woman because they're thinking, look at the price, and then you have to live up to it like, oh, I guess I got the bad end of the deal.
Aww.
Wow. Sarge, do you know what I'm talking about?
Look, man, what you can do with it is infinitely more important than how big it is.
But they don't consider that. They're hearing the rumors and the legacy.
Not until you get to show them they can enjoy it just as much.
That's why my lips are big, because I'm figuring I'm eating a lot to compensate.
Proof of the pudding's in the tasting, baby.
Oh, my God.
But you're under a lot of pressure. You're under a lot of pressure, Sarge. I mean, when you're dating and they're going, I never dated anybody black. I know why you're dating. Here you go, baby. They're like, really, that's it? What? What?
No, I never had that problem, Brian, because look here, I'm goal-oriented. You know what I'm saying? And if I can't get to the goal, I don't care what she's thinking or what she's expecting. Because she lets me get to the goal, she going to find out that it was worth the allowance.
Wow. Look at you.
And I'm not worried about whether or not I got to meet any pressures because I'm confident in what I can do.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter. The only question is, do I get there? Do I get there or not?
Oh.
I never felt myself under no pressure. Never. Not once in my life.
Oh, no. I'm under the gun. I mean, it's like, you call yourself a hammer, and I got
Now, when that's
you
your fault for some... not living up to advertising.
Where's the beef?
Wrong.
Where's the beef?
See, that's your fault. You just put, layered a burden on yourself that you didn't have to. But
well,
you want to take all the blame for that.
I should. Well, come on. We all brag, right? We all brag. Come on.
Ain't bragging if you can do it. That's what
see,
I
I'm
told this one woman one day. She said, why should I? Because I'm looking for a good time. And at that time, I was too. And so I told her what I could do. And she said, they all say that. I said, okay, well, just give me a shot. You're going to find out.
Wow. Wow.
What got to me was in the midst of our little engagement, she said, I can't believe this. See, yeah, I told your ass, didn't I?
I told your ass. Listen, do you hear that, Laverne?
That was one of
Laverne's
the satisfying
sitting there with her mouth
moments
open.
Of my life. Trust me.
Laverne and Melissa
holy
just lost all respect.
Shit.
I know. Laverne goes, let me give Sarge another look. I told your ass.
Brian, do you realize what I gave up in my life so I could still be quite capable of doing what I must do at my age? I gave up booze.
Right.
I gave up lousy food. I exercise regularly, do all these things, just so at this moment in my life, I'm still hugely capable. And that was
the reason I did it, didn't we? About being able to do it physically, right?
Yes, that's it. I don't have any problems whatsoever. Now, I'll admit, I'm not like a 17-year-old where in the middle of the day with no sexual thoughts whatsoever, just spring into action. It's like involuntarily. That don't happen much anymore. But when I have a will to, no problem whatsoever. Because everything after 17, if it's not downhill, it's a plateau. Because you ain't ever more ready than when you're 17 or so. And after that, it's either a plateau or downhill.
And then you hit 65, Serge, and everything falls apart.
Not yet. When that day comes, I'm probably going to commit suicide.
The other day.
Well, not yet, but when that day comes, I'm going to commit suicide, probably.
Oh, no. You know, there was something about, something we talked about last time that I had an issue with. You guys were making issues about older women and stuff, you know? Or if somebody wasn't capable of having sex anymore, they're no good for anything. Well, that's really narrow vision. When you have a partner that maybe is physically incapable, are you going to throw them away?
No, I don't believe I've ever said anything like that. You misinterpreted what I said. I think
what I may have said is that
we were talking about that Nikki Haley thing, that idiot Don Lemon, and what she said that she was no longer in her prime because she probably wasn't in her reproductive prime because we know women have a cutoff date, and it's just the way it is. And Mother Nature did it. Don't blame us. But they're still in their prime if they're still physically capable and they're still mentally alert. A woman at 55... maybe in the best time at the best point of her life. So I wouldn't say anything like that.
Well, I'm waiting for Cindy to get dementia so I can tell her how good I am so she forget all the bad things. But it is a shame that when we get older that our prowess is not as what it should be, but the adult industry is a $1 billion business and it saved us a lot. I mean... you know, otherwise they would leave us and cheat on us if it wasn't for the dildo.
Well, it goes with all the toys we were talking about.
Exactly. Thank God for toys because we still could stay in the mix, you know? You know, it's funny,
well,
guys.
No, I mean, look, man, look, a lot of what happens with decline is, let's face it, self-induced because of bad lifestyle choices and a lot of things that happen, particularly to men, are caused by they just make bad lifestyle choices when they're young and they think they're invincible, okay? And it catches up to them later in life. So
wow, you're like reading my diary.
Excuse me, guys. I have to run out. I have to take off because we just had a blizzard start, and I have to get to the store.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, Pat. Be careful out there. Thank you for coming
good
on,
luck.
Pat.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
Pardon?
I got one story to read, and I said, Pat, be safe. Here's
okay.
one story. I usually end the show with a happy story, but this is a weird story. I can't believe it. This is out of Compton. This is Los Angeles. A man was charged today with killing his family dog by setting the animal ablaze with lighter fluid. Brandon Smith, 24, was set to be arraigned Wednesday in Compton courtroom on one felony count, each of the cruelty to animals and arson of property of another. I didn't know that killing an animal is a felony. That's very interesting. That's what surprised me. What he did was he used lighter fluid as a deadly and dangerous weapon, according to the L.A. County District. Smith allegedly hung his family dog. It was a Welsh Corgi mix named Hennessy. He hung the dog on a fence and lit her on fire. He was arrested Saturday by officers in the Los Angeles Police Department. There you go. That's the story.
Man, I think there's a special place in hell reserved for people who abuse dogs. I truly do.
Yeah.
I think they are among the lowest, the pond scum. They're only a notch or two above people who just arbitrarily kill babies in the womb. I think they're god-awful. You do that to dogs, you deserve a special kind of hellish punishment.
I agree. I don't like using. I don't like reading stories like that or anything like that. And it's just, yeah. I'm a pet lover.
Well, I wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for a dog. Dog saved my life in Vietnam.
Wow.
I mean, I'll tell you, man. These dogs. I mean, they're bred to be our companions and our servants and helpmates, and they are pleased because of their very nature. To please us. It pleases them to please us. And anybody who abuses an animal like that deserves some special kind of condemnation.
I agree with you 100%. Well, we're going to end the show a little early because my girlfriend has a meeting, an important meeting. I have to tend to a couple of things. We've been on the show for 3 hours, though, so we didn't short anybody. I want to thank Stanley for coming on. You haven't seen him in a while. And, of course, Sarge. And, of course, Laverne. And, of course, Melissa. Of course. And I know who's listening, too. I want to give a shout-out to Baby O, Oliver, and Baby Sean. They are my future fans. Oliver will probably be doing a talk show soon. I want to give a shout-out to Jill, beautiful Jill. That's Melissa's daughter. But you'll know how I'm doing when I start interviewing. When I start interviewing, it's like, okay, my heart is that I want to give. Maybe I'm not going to give that much, but you know, maybe I can give $500. You know what I mean? I can give $600. You know, give a kid a Twinkie. That's my motto. Don't play with his Winkie. Give him a Twinkie. How's that? Yeah. Okay, fine. So, okay, silence, nothing. Even Laverne is like, hmm. So I want to thank you guys coming on. When am I
going to wait for the kid?
You know how.
Give to them, but don't contact them.
You know what you just said remind me, Melissa knows who she is. And Sarge, I don't know if you heard her. Laverne, I think you know who she is. What was her name that she used to have a cooking show?
Yes, I did hear her. How you doing, Laverne? Good to have you aboard. Glad you come on board so late.
There she is.
Great. I wasn't late, Sarge. I just was listening to you all. I was here the whole time.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected.
And she heard everything you said about how you like that. Yeah. Oh, you came in late. Nope, I was here.
one more thing, Brian. You know, as I've gotten older, I got to admit, while I still like to look at very young women, adult, very
right.
young women,
right.
Right.
I'm not interested in them as a rule because they just don't seem as interesting to me as older women. I'll start where I really get, like, really interested in a woman is when she's at least 35 or 40 on up.
That's, really?
I like to look at the younger ones because of simply for their intrinsic beauty. But older women are just more interesting.
They are, aren't they? They are.
Yes,
and you know what?
They really
tell
are.
You something. The sexuality, older women are horny as fuck, and they don't stop being horny. And I like it because they're more empowered.
But not just the horniest, they have enough life experiences to make them interesting. You can actually converse with them.
I have to tell them to slow down and show them my medication bottles. Well, I take this medication for my heart. What a deal breaker, right? I'll rock your world.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't want to be categorical here. There's a lot of younger women who have got infinitely more sense than a lot of older women. I'm speaking generally, of course. Generally, older women have more life experiences. They're more stable. They're more, dare I say it, rational. And it's more interesting because you can actually have conversations with them about things.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Women in just general, I have no interest. I have no interest in dating. I have a rule, 10 years. That's my cutoff. 10 years younger or 10 years older? 10 years, because she's still in the same generation as I am. That's my cutoff. So I'm not interested in dating any woman, 20 years younger than me or whatever. I have nothing in common. After 30 seconds of sex, what am I going to talk about? You know what I mean? Too much pressure. So I have no interest in that. I find older – and you know what I stopped noticing, Sarge? Looking at women's asses, when you get a good-looking woman, it doesn't matter how age she is. She could be 50, 60, 70, whatever. A woman taking care of herself. You should see beautiful women. I'm seeing beautiful women in the 50s and 60s and even 70s. I'm seeing beautiful women. But I used to look at their bodies and when they cross, when they leave, I'm checking out their ass. I don't check out ass anymore. I mean, one time I checked out ass and went, what am I looking at? What? Why? You know what I'm saying? Is one woman, just she had a body. She was a workout trainer or whatever. I mean, she was fit, beautiful bust and everything. I couldn't control myself. I saw her coming down the street. I actually went up to her. I go, damn, you got a great body. You really do. Your butt is great. Your breasts are perfect. And this is me talking to her. That's how I greeted her. She didn't know who I was. And you know what she said? Thank you. I go, you're welcome. I said, are you a personal trainer? She goes, well, no, but this and this. But it's nice to have that conversation that she took it as a compliment, like some slimy old dude going, hey, you know what I'm saying? But it was nice. Okay, I'm going to end the show with Melissa's favorite. I'm going to pander to Melissa, okay? I only got 7 minutes of this. I think you're going to like it. This is Auntie Fee's mac and cheese. Let's see if I can get her on. Here we go. Uh-oh, I can't get her on. Hold on. Okay. If you don't know who Auntie Fee is, here we go.
Everything costs over $50. You get in the motherfucking theater, it costs 25 motherfucking. Do you know how much motherfucking chicken I can get with that? Okay. So we're going to run it one more time?
Hey,
what's making macaroni and cheese. See these right here? This shit is so good. It's some dumbass macaroni and cheese.
Dumbass macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, yeah. That's just how good it is. Y'all tell them women be stupid fine or like that.
Wait a minute. I think I got an idea. I think we should go see that Dumb and Dumber movie since she's making that dumb macaroni and cheese.
No, I don't want to see that shit. I'm going to show you.
Oh, it's so fun when they're beeping her. That's the fun when they have her. I don't know how I got the censor one. She is funny, though. And God rest her soul. I guess she died, 4 years ago? God rest her
soul. She's passed away. Yeah.
Yes. If you guys ever want a good laugh and a good – it's called Auntie Fee, F-E-E. And check her out. She cooks from our kitchen. And – Even Melissa, just thinking about her, is laughing. Laverne will probably laugh. She is, she is something. She's real. She is really freaking real from the hood. Hey, you guys. I know I'm not going to say I'll see you guys tomorrow because you're not going to believe me. But
that's right.
I know. I know. Tomorrow is what, kiddos? Tomorrow is today Wednesday?
Thursday.
I will try to make it. Like I said, I don't have anything, any appointments or anything, and I should be on. And I'm getting the website together tonight, so it gives me new energy to be on. I have a purpose now. All right. Sarge, thank you. Melissa, thank you. Laverne, Vernie, thank you. Stanley, thank you. Pat, thank you. And there was four other people in the studio. They just want to listen to the show. All right, guys. I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.